listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we are live on a Sunday, but not just any Sunday. We are live on a Mother's Day.
Yes.
And as is the Black Guy Who Tips tradition, every Mother's Day, we have my mom on, aka Mama Tips to y'all. Just mama to me. Hey mom, how you doing?
Hello everybody. Hello TBG family.
Thank you for showing up and hanging out with us. Now we are practicing social distancing, guys, so
We haven't seen nobody.
Yeah, so of course she is being Skyped in for the first time on the show. But still, you know, she's still in the chat room with everybody hanging out. And of course, the same way we do it every year, if you guys have questions for my mom, feel free to ask them through the chat thing, and we'll
ask
answer
the question
as they come up. I guess first off, how have you been doing during all this social distancing with the Rona out there?
I've adjusted fine. Initially, when the year started, I had plans to study for a new credential for my coding career, but COVID-19 showed up and put a snafu in everybody's life, and so we all had to reset, restart, readjust, and keep it moving.
And you still been getting out the house and stuff too. Every time I talk to you, it's like you took the bike for another ride.
Oh, yeah. I love to ride my bike.
Hey, old man.
I love to walk. And COVID-19 got me fishing with your dad.
Y'all are fishing together?
You went out and got a fishing life.
Yeah.
What?
He really rubbing off on you then.
Yes, he is.
Then you know that's him and Layla thing.
Double the fish.
I know, right?
I'm glad y'all been getting out and fishing and stuff. How you like fishing?
Oh, I like fishing when I'm catching them. And other than that, your dad say, I'm just feeding them. But you know what? Hey, I'm a rookie. I gotta learn.
It's hard.
Yeah, you better than me. I haven't been fishing with your dad and Amaro in a long time. The last time I went, because that's the thing, I don't mind fishing. I don't do the live bait, and then I don't put off the hook. So I did catch one, and then I like took the hook and swung it up in the air. I was like, somebody get off. So yeah. You talk about you probably better than me.
Yeah,
I don't put the worm on the hook. And I didn't take the fish off. No, I just kept.
I don't either. That fish was flying everywhere. And Layla was better than me. Layla was like, I got it.
Yeah, that Layla is good. She's a good fisherwoman.
Yeah, I was always scared of the fish, too. Like, be flopping all around, and then they got the fins they can stick you with. And the worst ones are the catfish, because they can, like, live forever on land. Like,
oh, they can?
Yeah, man. They can breathe air. Like, you can take them.
Oh, shit!
When we take them home, a lot of times the catfish still be alive, man. Like, you put a little bit of water in the bucket.
Yep.
So, fishing is a trip. What kind of fish y'all been catching?
Been catching bream, largemouth bass, and occasional, your dad catch catfish. Mm. But I really like the bass and the brim. They're real tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the bass too, and the crappie. Catch those too.
Yeah.
The only thing is, we are a catch and eat family. We not a catch and release family.
Yeah.
I know.
We catch them and they good as caught. And I've seen your daddy. He takes them. He scales them, chops the heads off, cleans them, freezes them. Like, he goes through the whole 9 yards. Now I fish with y'all, but I fish from the shore. I remember one time your husband was like, you want to get on a boat? I was like, no, I don't do the boats, because if it tip over, that's a wrap for me, sir.
Yeah, I never did the boat either. I'm not a big boat person. Mm-mm. But yeah, the Marl family, man, we take them back home and fry them up. So
half fish fries and everything. They'd be excited, but like, when they doing a fish fish fry.
Yeah, it was only when I watched I remember ESPN back in the day used to have like hunting and fishing shows, and it wasn't until I watched one of them that I knew people put the fish back. Like, they was like, oh yeah, we just fish for sport, we just wanted to, you know, fight with the bass, and then, you know, you just put them back out there. I'm like, what is the point of that?
What's the point of fishing? I don't understand. You ain't eating with some slaw and bread? What?
Right.
I'm glad you're getting out and stuff, and
she been exercising a lot, man. She be like, yeah, I rode my bike 18 miles and I went outside, I ran another 20. I be like, good God, I'm glad you enjoying the sun.
Yeah, man, you know, gotta keep it moving when you're going through this situation. You can't sit and just think with your thoughts. You gotta be in control of your mind, so you gotta do some things. Set some goals, keep it moving, and, you know, just try to stay positive, be kind, help one another, and, you know, we're going to get through this.
Yeah, because I think for me, the getting outside part, like, I've been doing a lot better, and I think we was going to go for a walk, but it ended up raining. Like I said, I think that for me, I did not realize how much I needed the sun. Like, just the sun just to shine on my skin, and how much that affected me mentally and things like that. So yeah, my to get outside more, and I haven't started yet, but I told you I'm gonna get out there and clean the dust and the dirt off of that patio porch, because, you know, we don't really use it like that, and start doing what the old folks do, learn how to plant, because, you know, my thumb is black. And so, I will kill a plant. Like if you want your plant dead, sign it up. I will murder it.
Yeah, I got a succulent that I've been growing. Well, there's a couple of them, and it's still alive. It's hard to kill. I've been having it for about, I don't know, 6 months or so. So yeah,
that's what they say about me. Hard to kill. I am a good plant assassin.
So what kind of plant is it, Rod?
It's a succulent, like the kind that, like, I just got it from Trader Joe's, and
okay.
they just like suck up all the water. You can't really and then also you can't really underwater them. Like, they take a long time to die. So you know, I got like, and I bought like a light lamp for the plant so that I like, you know, give it some light every day or whatever, and just give it some water a couple times a week. And it's been growing.
Do you talk to it? Because I've heard people say when you talk to plants, they help them grow.
No, I don't talk to it. It's a plant.
Oh, you're a good plant dad.
I try to, you know.
My mama talked to hers, and they grow like crazy.
But yeah, I'm glad to hear you doing good in the Rona and stuff. How you been going now? Y'all been getting any food delivered or any of that stuff?
No deliveries. We still mostly been cooking. Your dad, we try and alternate every other day where he cook or I will cook, and go to the grocery store and get things we need. A lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, and doing some more adventurous recipes. So your dad's doing a lot more of that. So it's been really interesting, and eating a lot more fish, because initially your dad caught a lot of fish and we froze it, we gave some away, but we have been pretty much eating fish at least once a week, so that's been enjoyable.
And then also you started making masks, you know. I know,
right?
We got some masks from you, and then we made a donation to what was the name of the charity again? It was something for Carolina.
Second Harvest Food Bank.
Oh yeah, Second Harvest Food Bank. We made donations on behalf of you through the for the mask. How'd you get into doing the mask, and like, how's that going?
Okay, initially I got into the mask because of the COVID-19, and I work in the healthcare industry, and they were asking people to make masks, and I wanted to make, first of all, make for my family, and your father and I were out riding our bikes, and one of my neighbors saw us with a mask on. She said, oh, hey, Miss Judy, I need to get with you to get a mask. Her name is Jan. I made her daughter a quilt when she was a baby. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter is an adult now. She's in her first year at John C. Smith as a freshman. Mm-hmm. And so that sparked the interest to get me to start making the mask. And then I'm blessed enough to where I don't need to charge money for the mask. So I said, well, what can I do? So I said, I would ask for a donation for Second Harvest Food Bank, because that's one of your dad and I's favorite charities. And so it has gone terrific. I think I've made over $300 for the donation, so it's been wonderful.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, I saw there's like a bunch of people now getting into the mask game, but like if you are able to sew, like that was just like a big gift for a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, because it was putting them sewing machines out and blowing the dust off of them, because you know a lot of people because your life gets so busy, and actually, you know, truth be told, before COVID-19, it's actually cheaper to go purchase and buy it yourself than the time and the effort that it took to make these things. And I think that this has caused people to tap into the creative part of them that they've kind of had to shut off or forget or push to the side just because of life.
And like you're sitting around the house more now, probably. Right. And so, you know, people have time and it's something to like keep you busy, but it's also productive. And, you know, there's like Second Harvest Food Bank is getting like some, donations based off of it. I know when it first started, I bought like some masks on, Etsy. Like this woman was going to sew them and stuff. And those masks never got here. They never arrived.
Oh, we didn't get them.
Okay. We never got those. And like so we ended up getting like two sets of masks from my mom before those even got here. And then I think yesterday got the notification that it was like, oh, the masks aren't gonna be delivered, is a refund, because I'm guessing that was just like a fraudulent seller or they had a whole lot of people sign up and
they couldn't meet all the orders.
Couldn't meet the orders or something like that. And so I'm like, I'm glad that we have my mom, because we've been out using those masks in the meantime.
And I like them because, and this is just me personally, they're made out of cloth. And so they're easier to breathe through, because a lot of like the N95, those things are very hard to breathe through, truth be told. Like for me, they're hard to breathe through. And they're, because my ears are small, they're very hard to adjust around the ears. They're, you know, too tight, too loose. So with yours, I can adjust it around my ears. So that's what I like.
Good.
Now we do have a question in the chat. Like I said, you guys can ask questions of my mom throughout the show if you want to. I'll just submit them and, we'll put them on screen. Bree S asks, Mama Rod, what's your favorite story to tell about Rod?
When Rob was into the Dukes of Hazzard and he wore a cowboy hat and some cowboy boots, that's when we were not woke at all. You know, it was really fun.
Good old boys.
Look at the show and then sing along with the song, The Good Old Boys.
Mm-hmm. Never meaning no harm. Been trouble with law. I also had a Dukes of Hazzard birthday cake one year.
Did they look at y'all like y'all was crazy when y'all asked for that cake?
No, girl. All of us were sweet. We were not wanting nothing.
Yeah, I might have that picture. I don't know if I had that picture, but yeah, when I was young, I used to wear cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
I used to love the Dukes of Hazzard as a kid.
All the time. And then I loved Dukes of Hazzard. It was just such a great show, but I didn't understand anything about the Confederate flag and
me either.
The stars and bars and all that stuff. So it was all lost on me, but it was a great show.
Yeah, me too. It was good entertainment. They used to like, of course, Ninja Turtles and, oh gosh, what's the name of the robot?
Transformers?
Yes, the Transformers, into that as well.
Yeah, so that was my jams back in the day. Making the way, the only way they know how.
Come on!
The Bo and it was like Bo and Luke. They was out there.
Yeah, Bo and Luke
making.
I used to love when they jumped across them cars.
Yeah.
And Daisy
and her Daisy Duke. Yep. Mm-hmm. Look at that girl, them Daisy Dukes on.
She have no butt. She just had them little shorts on. White people used to go crazy for them little shorts. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
they love them some Daisies.
No, you're not seeing nothing. I don't know what all the hubbub was about. I guess back in the day, we just didn't have a lot of options.
Mm-mm, it was just legs.
Right. Yep. I think now in the chat room, guys, I'm going to have to refresh because I think my chat is dead. For some reason, it's been pop freezing sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. Mom, just stay on Skype. You'll be fine. Stay on the screen.
All right.
Give me like 30 seconds.
Okay.
But yeah, that was my jam back in the day, man. The Deuce of Hazzard. And then they had that, I think Boss Hogg was the...
Yes, he used to get mad and throw his hat on the ground mm-hmm. when he didn't catch him.
Yep, the like Boss Hogg used to... I think his name was Roscoe P. Coltrane or something like that.
Something like that.
But he used to always be trying to chase after the Duke boys. And he would have like this deputy that would always chase after him. And then every episode, the Duke boys, it's just Hazzard County. It's the same place every week, but
yes!
Every episode, the Dukes would have to they would jump a bridge.
I used to love that.
And then when they jumped the bridge, all the damn cars would fuck up. Like every year, it would be the same. It would just, like, every episode, it'd be like, oh, they're gonna get the Dukes this time, and then they jump that bridge, and I'm like, don't y'all just know where they live? Don't just go to their house and arrest them. Mm-mm. Like,
that would make too much sense.
Like, I don't know how they made so many episodes of that show.
I mean, it's like 20 people in the whole town, come on!
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's, get into some of this news and stuff. I guess we could start with I guess we've been starting with coronavirus. Let me pull up a coronavirus song. Now my mom won't be able to hear this on our side.
Okay, are you refreshing tomorrow?
My mom?
Yes.
Why?
Waiting for Mama Tips to reconnect.
Oh, okay. Are you still on the phone?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay, all right, yeah. So you might have to refresh because we lost your connection in the chat real quick.
Okay.
And then come back, it'll bring you back on screen after you refresh. And in the meantime, I will look up a coronavirus song.
Okay.
To see what they got out here on Spotify.
Let us know if you have problems refreshing.
Also, if you're listening to this, guys, and you enjoyed Jill Scott and Erykah Badu last night, I know Spotify has a playlist and Tidal has a playlist. Tidal has all the Versus Battles playlist.
To my everybody.
Yeah, so just letting y'all know if y'all out there looking for some coronavirus for some Versus content, you can find it there.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is reload and refresh the same?
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm.
Alright. Okay. So I'm doing it now.
Yeah, it'll probably take like a minute or so for you to come back on screen, but
okay.
That should have fixed whatever issue was having. All right, so I'm gonna play a coronavirus. My mom will not be able to hear it. So if you don't hear anything but silence for a couple minutes, that's just us playing the song for everybody, Mom.
Okay.
All right, so here's Coronavirus by IMQ. Is it IMQ?
This is a service announcement. Screw you, Corona.
Screw you.
We just wanna go out and party.
Let's party.
Living in strange times. This virus is really messing with our minds. Lockdown, can't go anywhere. Apocalypse got everybody scared. Let's kill you, coronavirus. Be strong through this crazy crisis. Wish we could have a cool live party. Rewind back to 21st century. Living life, living dreams.
Ha.
You know what I mean? Making green. Getting lit on the scene. Screw you, coronavirus. Where this virus come from? Do they think we all my cousins?
question the government and all the powers under it. What we gon' do when it comes for us? It's looking real shady, man. It's looking so sus. Protect your families like your mom and daddy. Yeah. We do it for the kids, for the next generation. Yeah. Let's not be pigs. We need to come together. Come together as a nation.
100.
This is our revelation.
Yeah.
Screw you, coronavirus. Yo, screw you, Corona.
Screw you.
We just wanna go out and party.
Let's party.
Wash your hands and clean your ass.
Yo,
this part in this full pass.
This
getting serious is no longer funny. We need to get back, back to the money.
You dead,
coronavirus. Came out strong through this crazy crisis. We having a good vibe party. Living in the 20th century. Living life. Living dreams. You know what I mean? Making green. Getting lit on the scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Screw you, coronavirus. You dead. 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 You dead.
Okay. All right.
I'm assuming coronavirus is dead.
I guess coronavirus is dead. I did think that song was gonna go the other way, so it turned out better than I thought. Cause I thought he was gonna say, "Screw you, coronavirus. We just want to go out and party," and then start being like, "And now we out partying with coronavirus. We don't care." But I appreciate him saying they gonna stay in the house and beat the crisis, and kill coronavirus. But yeah, that's pretty terrible song stylistically, though. It's not very well done, and
we've heard better.
Doesn't seem like a lot of time was put into that.
Mm-mm.
Mom, so is it giving you issues getting back on screen?
No, I'm waiting for the mic and the person to come up, but I see both of you all.
Okay.
I did hear the song.
Okay. Oh, okay. You heard the song. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard the song.
Okay. It did a pop up come on your screen or something?
It did pop up, and I clicked on save, and it did the little spin thing, but no picture of me yet. So I'm gonna refresh again.
Yeah, yeah, that might fix it.
I'm gonna do that again, but I can hear again.
Okay.
See both of you out. It says reload, so I'm gonna click on reload.
Okay.
Let me get to this coronavirus news. Let's see here, guys. There's lots of coronavirus news going on. If you guys have been out there, you know, having hookups in the coronavirus world, you know, I'm not trying to judge you, although, you know, come on, guys, it doesn't seem very safe. You can't really have safe sex in the coronavirus world because it's coming through people's breath, and I don't know how y'all are having sex without breathing on each other, but if so, y'all might want to get that one checked out. So coronavirus has been found in the semen of COVID-19 patients. We don't know if it's enough to infect somebody. We don't know if it's enough to sexually transmit the disease.
They don't know. All they know is that they tested it and it was there.
But it's all up in the semen now, okay, guys? And I don't know what it's, you know, we don't know if it's in women's vaginas or anything, because obviously,
why would
science ever look into something like that?
I mean, why would you?
You know? But be careful out there.
To see if it affect the fallopian tubes or uterus. Why would you take the time to do that?
I mean, we have seen people deliver babies while being infected with coronavirus, and some even being sick. And it seemed like the babies, for the most part, have been born healthy, I believe. But even that's, I'm sure that's not too much information on that.
Right.
You know, like, that can't be but so many cases that they've studied like that. Texas Supreme Court orders release of Dallas salon owner who refused to close her store. That's right. The Texas Supreme Court has ordered the release of a Dallas salon owner who refused to close her store during the coronavirus pandemic just 2 days after a judge jailed her. What do you have to do to go to jail in Texas if you're a white person?
She's another white person?
Yeah, because wasn't that preacher like, I'm having church anyway, I don't give a damn. Then he tried to back his bus into a person, and they still won't put him in jail. Isn't that Texas?
Yeah, had that thing around his house arrest.
Yeah.
Floating it, talking about come and get me.
Yeah, like, boy, they are not putting white people in jail for coronavirus violations. I know that much. Her name is Shelly Luther. She's the owner of Salon A La Mode in Dallas. She was sentenced to 7 days in jail. They wouldn't even let her serve that. She only got two. On Tuesday for refusing to shut down her business in accordance with stay-at-home orders. Meanwhile, while she was in jail, they started a GoFundMe for her, and it raised $300,000.
What?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So, second...
What message are they sending?
Don't be telling white people what to do.
Yeah. Anybody else? Y'all niggas going to jail. White people can do what they want to.
Oh, $500,000? It got up to $500,000? Wow. So, yeah, a couple of days ago. So, what? They kept giving money after she got out? How's it still?
Probably so, yeah.
Raising money. That's crazy. Wow.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know, first it's on Twitter, then it flows to Facebook a few days later. You know, Facebook kind of slow.
Yeah, well, this comes after a number of senior state officials, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, condemned the judge's decision to imprison her. Governor Abbott amended his executive order Thursday morning, removing the possibility for citizens to be imprisoned for violating stay-at-home orders. Yeah, it was in your law. You the one that wrote the law, and judge followed it, and it's like, how dare The governor slammed the judge's decision to imprison her and called for the owner's release, throwing Texas in jail who have had their businesses shut down through no fault of their own is nonsensical, and I will not allow it to happen. So I guess you can only fine them or now. This is my favorite part. No Texan should face imprisonment for peacefully resisting an order that temporarily closed a lawful business and drastically limited their ability to provide for their family through no fault of their own. How many peaceful protesters for, like, Black Lives Matter you think they put in jail?
Oh, well, how does this work? What about the essential workers? Can they go home? Or will they get locked up for going home?
Right, I don't know. Like, what happens if you... if you just determine, like, I don't know what the rules are in Texas. I feel like they just doing whatever white people do is not illegal. I think that's what it is.
Right.
So if you're an essential worker, if you're an essential worker and you violate the rules, it's fine if you white, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the law of the land.
Right. They'll figure it out. Okay. You do the thing and we'll figure it out on the back end. How white were they? That's probably the question they asked. When like, oh, this business is still open. What? How white is it? It's pretty white. Okay, we better do something. We better pardon this person right away.
Is this a white establishment or
right?
A color establishment?
If it would have been Cuts with a Z, her ass would still be in jail.
Yes, she would have been in jail. Grease with two S's, she'd have still been locked up.
She's still in jail. They ain't never getting her out. Yeah, so instead, they sentenced Luther Tuesday to they sentenced her to 7 days behind bars and a fine of $7,000, $500 for each day she opened her business doors after she repeatedly defied stay-at-home restrictions and court orders to shutter her business amid the pandemic.
So she don't give a fuck. So what else was you supposed to do other than throw her ass in jail?
They told you. They tried to tell you, and she said, fuck that. The judge even said he found her in criminal and civil contempt of the court, and he told the stylist that she owed local leaders an apology. He gave her the opportunity to admit fault and offered to commute her sentence if she apologized for being selfish. But Luther refused and admitted she did anything wrong. I have to disagree with you, sir. When you say that I'm selfish because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law was more important than kids being fed, then please go ahead with your decision. But I'm not going to shut the salon.
Were people coming to this bitch? That's what I want to know. Were people showing up?
I don't know. If you build it, they will come. I feel like I can't wait for Julia Roberts to play her in this movie.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think they probably call it Defiance, you know, something like that. This hair is not going to curl and tease itself.
We need the Dolly Parton, ma'am. We need this. Texas. We need the big.
I know, they was like, I got moose on my counter spoiling. I got to put it to good use.
Mm-hmm. The movie gonna open with her closing shop, and then she gonna be like, the government said I can't open the shop, I'm sorry. And it's gonna be white women coming to her house and stuff like, look at my bangs. She gonna be like, I gotta open a damn shop, I don't care.
Hey, they all gonna line up and everybody will have a shotgun.
Yeah, that's gonna be
open.
That's our pivotal scene in the movie. The police gonna be showing up, and the police gonna be like, ma'am, we warned you yesterday. Now this time, we are shutting it down. You are coming with us. And then they gonna try to roll up on the shop, and that's when the white, you know, make America great again, people gonna come out with the flags and the guns and be like, you will not close this shop over my dead body. And then they gonna have to stand down. But then when they finally do get her in jail at the end of the movie, and all the people gonna show up to jail and be like, let her go. And she gonna be like, and they gonna be like, you need to go out there and calm them people down. She gonna be like, I don't have to do nothing but stay white and die.
Yes.
Who's he talking to, boy?
Mm-hmm. Tease on me, we call it.
Ah, yes!
They used to call me Crazy Susan, but now they call me Bang Man or Bang Woman. Yeah, so she got multiple citations for opening the business against state orders. On April 24th, she received a cease and desist letter from Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. The following day, in an open Texas rally to reopen businesses in Frisco, Texas, she was seen ripping the letter into pieces before a cheering crowd. She then received,
oh, wow.
I know, the Rosa Parks of white people. She then received a court order, temporarily restraining order on April 28th, mandating she close her business. Luther continued to defy the court orders and shared a Facebook live video last week saying she intended to remain fully open, that it was her right to. I'm still here. I'm standing for your rights, and Salon Alamode is open for business, she said.
Don't y'all take y'all ass in there and get a rice and rinse and a little bit of death in your conditioner.
She argued that her business needs to be open because her hairstylist needs to work to provide for their family. She also said her salon is safe in a clean environment that doesn't pose a threat in spreading COVID-19.
You don't know this.
Well, Karen, it could be one of those salons where they don't breathe. You know? if you just hold your breath the whole time to everybody in there, I mean, you can make an argument that everyone could be fine.
Mm-hmm. No.
On Tuesday, Abbott announced hair salons, barbers, and nail salons can all reopen from Friday as long as businesses comply with social distancing guidelines. How is it possible?
Going to happen in a hair salon?
How do you stay 6 feet away from another person
when you got to wash their hair? You got to cut the ends, color. I'm all in your zone.
Like, what, you gonna be cutting people hair with hedge clippers? It's possible.
I'll be like, here, wash your own hair, I come back and dry it.
Right. Good grief.
I don't understand.
They'll be washing people's hair with a car water hose. That's the only way to wash their hair.
I'm not supposed to stay at the house then.
Good grief. Well, good luck, guys. Okay. So what we dealing with here. Meanwhile, Facebook and Google have extended working from home to the end of the year.
Makes sense.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And like I said, I don't know if this is just me being a realist or a quote unquote pessimist. I'm like, most companies aren't going to go back till after the first of the year. If then, and a lot of that is going to be contingent on a vaccine. I think as long as we don't have a vaccine, a lot of these larger companies, like, they're not going back to work, because their thing is, what I've said from the beginning, that back and forth is some bullshit. And they don't have the protection that Donald Trump is giving, like these meat plants, industries and shit like this. If they open back up and people come and get the virus, they're going to sue. So their thing is, we are not covered from being sued. since we're not covered for being sued, we're not going to force our employees to go back.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting that the smartest, most like forward thinking companies are the ones that's like, yeah, we're not listening to anything the president is saying. We're not listening to what our local politicians are saying. We're listening to what the scientists are saying. And there's no way we're going to be working by the end of the year because that's crazy.
Right. Because right now, you know, they're working on a vaccine. And then once they get a vaccine, you got to test it. Like, people are talking about 18 to 24 to 36 months. You know, who knows how long? And because nobody, quote unquote, knows how long, they're like, we're not going to take a chance.
And it's amazing how people who didn't believe in science, they believe in science now, and they will be standing in line to get that vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting is that some studies have shown like up to a third of people in America saying that they don't want to, they won't take the vaccination if it's available. Now, who knows if that's accurate? You know what I mean? Like, this is online, so who knows which people were asked and all that stuff.
Right.
But just the fact that there are people out here that's that stupid, it's like, what? Like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, by the time they come out with a vaccination, it's going to be done, went through all the trial tests and all that stuff. They're not going to just give you a vaccination that hasn't been vetted whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Smoke. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Mom. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Smokers seem less likely than non-smokers to fall ill with COVID-19. A quarter of French adults smoke. Many people were surprised, therefore, when researchers discovered late in April that only 5% of 482 COVID-19 patients who came to Petit-Salpêtrière Hospital in Paris between February 28th and April 9th were daily smokers. The ratio of smokers to non-smokers in early tallies at hospitals in America, China, and elsewhere in France varied, but all revealed habitual smokers to be significantly underrepresented among those requiring hospital treatment for the illness. Smokers, the authors of the report wrote, are much less likely to suffer severely from SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Rarely, they added, is such a result seen in medicine.
You know what, and I wonder, not to be funny, because it impacts your lungs, you know, because you do heavy smoking, your lungs are kind of sort of affected a little bit. So I wonder if because their lungs are affected, it might affect them, but not to the point as it would somebody who has, you know, a lung lining that's fresh. It's like, woo, fresh.
Yeah, it said what seems to be happening is that the infected smokers are less likely to develop symptoms, or if they, because they do contract the virus. Well, if they do develop them, they are more likely than non-smokers to have symptoms that are mild. That means they are more likely to stay home and not show up to the hospital in statistics.
Right. So they're catching it, but they're most likely to have mild.
So I think this means we all got to start smoking cigarettes, y'all.
No, thank you.
Smoke them if you got them.
That's interesting because I guess someone, a non-smoker, would feel the effects much sooner than a smoker because a smoker's lungs are already altered from their smoking behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
maybe.
That's interesting.
Maybe the virus don't want it. You know, it's like, oh, it's smoking here.
Yeah, like I said, ooh, I want some clean lungs.
Right. So,
I bet your coronavirus walking to, ooh, the ghetto. Let me get out of here. And it go jump on somebody else.
Let's see what else happened. A shocking 2/3 of patients recently hospitalized in New York said they had been staying home. Which is interesting because, you know, the whole thing about social distancing is stay home, you know, all that stuff. And a lot of the people who are being admitted now, I was staying home and I still got it. Now, the thing I wonder, one, with all the shaming of people not staying home, and we're going by people's word, could people possibly be saying they were staying home when they weren't? Because, you know, I'm not going to tell you I went out and partied or I went and got my hair cut and I wasn't, you know.
And some people don't even think that's considered they don't think nothing of it. They don't think, you know, going to the barbershop, going to the hair salon, don't consider that. Be like, well, you at home? Yeah, I was at home. But if you ask them, like the celebrity that caught it, he went to the barbershop. You're like, but you went to the barbershop.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, I could see an argument for that, like the shaming of it.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to tell you what everything I was going to do, because y'all going to be like, we told your ass not to do that. But also, you know, it's New York, and it's a very congested city.
Yes, it is.
And the way that this spreads, I mean, you know, maybe it's from in your apartment building, just people breathing and mm-hmm. stuff. Maybe it's, you know, on the subway to the store, or, you know, things of that nature that you can't help, you know? Mm-hmm. So, it was just interesting that statistic kind of stuck out, if it's true. And of course it's scary to people, because it's like, you know, what does this really mean for the city? Is there, like, will sheltering in place even help?
But if that statistic, is it broken down into the age group of the people, the color, white, black, Hispanic, or anything like that?
Well, they do give those statistics in New York. This particular article didn't say. About 18% came from nursing homes, 4% from assisted living facilities, 2% were homeless, 2% have been at other congregate settings, fewer than 1% were prison or jail inmates, and 8% were classified as other. This is a surprise, the governor told reporters at the Feinstein Institute for Medical Research in Manhasset, New York. 66% of the people were at home, which is shocking to us. The data came from 113 hospitals reporting information on patients being treated over three recent days. They're not working, they're not traveling, Cuomo said, of these recent hospitalized coronavirus patients. We were thinking that maybe we were going to find a higher percentage of essential employees who were getting sick because they were going to work, that these may be nurses, doctors, transit workers. That's not the case. They were predominantly at home. Now, he did say personal behavior could be an ultimate factor in staying safe from the virus. So the other thing is, you could be staying home for the most part, but then when you do venture out for essential activities, are you wearing the mask? Are you wearing the gloves?
Right, because that matters too.
You know, that kind of stuff. So who knows for sure? I'm sure people will really be looking into that if that's, because New York is just such a hot spot.
Yeah.
1/3 of Americans say they won't get vaccinated against coronavirus, new study finds. Yep.
Pandemic can't cure ignorance.
Nope. 30% say they won't get vaccinated against novel coronavirus once a jab is developed, a shot is developed. The report from PR firm Bospar found that 1/3 of adults did not trust being immunized against the virus that has killed more than 69,000 people in the U.S. That's the part that's crazy. I actually had to unfriend this woman on my Facebook page, because I have a lot of friends that are just like comedians and stuff, mm-hmm. and so they're friends of a friend, but I don't really know them like that.
Right.
And there's this one woman who's a comedian, and she was saying, like, I don't know what's so bad about why people getting upset, because there's this fake documentary going around called Plandemic, and it's a bunch of lies in it, and it's about, like, this is all a conspiracy to keep us from going to work and shit. And so dumb people have been sharing it, you know, to be like,
everybody want the economy working. This makes no sense.
Cause I guess if you film something with the right filter and put a white woman talking to the screen, people just go, it must be true. So they've been sharing it like, look at this, y'all. And it's really been unveiling, like, who is the dumbasses and who isn't.
Right.
But she was like, I'm just trying to keep an open mind. I'm not really picking a side here, guys. I'm just saying we should have an open mind on if this virus actually exists or not. And I thought she was gonna say we should keep an open mind on where it came from, or if it could be like a government conspiracy.
So people are just dying just to die in. I don't understand.
That's what everybody said. They was like, in her comments, they was like, but what about, like, my people that's dead? And families that's losing people and stuff. And she was just like, well, I'm just keeping an open mind. I didn't say that. It's like, how can you be open-minded if my family member is dead? Like, there's nothing to be, they didn't just die on their own. Like, this shit killed them. I know it did. And so, she had to go. Cause that pandemics, man, it's in their heads, man. This is crazy. You know?
So, yeah, well, you said the operative word about her, which is open mind. Mm-hmm. It means it's open and ain't shit in it.
Right. It's open.
And that's when you use block and keep it moving.
Right. Yeah, open mind, your brain fall out, you know?
Like,
that's crazy.
Oh, man. Ooh, no.
Germany had their infection rates rise as their lockdown is easing, much like us.
Yeah, everybody's like this. Places that are like, we shutting them down and we gonna stay shut, they good. Places that's like, we shut it down, it went down, we opened it back up. Everybody race, it's like, I don't know, it's just stupid. It's like, I understand that people quote unquote want things to go back to normal, and I understand things can't be shut down forever, don't get me wrong. But if you know anything about human beings dumb. And they like kids. They locked up and they tired of being locked up. So the second you say, we can go back, but the restrictions, they're going to go fuck a restriction. And they're going to walk outside, do what they want to do, and it's going to be spread.
Yeah, in 2 weeks from May 8th, where we open the power stores, mm-hmm. with phase one. So it's scheduled for in 2 weeks for phase two to start. But within the first phase of the first 2 weeks, the COVID is going to increase then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to. Yeah. And then when they do phase two, it's going to increase again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they opened up the mall. I was like, bitch, what you going to the mall for? Ain't nothing that got their mall other than y'all bored.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so according to the reproduction rate number is above one, which means it's still spreading. A report comes from the RKI, the Robert Koch Institute, Germany's saying that, thousands of saying that the number is still rising. Meanwhile, thousands of Germans gathered on Saturday calling for an end to the lockdown. So this is in America. I think I've been, and many black people have been saying this, that once it came out that this really is affecting black communities hard, people was like, well, yeah. And that's when white people really start being like, open up the country. We don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Germany now. Germany got a whole lot of white people. I think this might just be that these white people don't give a fuck, period, even about each other.
Oh, they don't.
Cause like, this is crazy. This, like, it's mostly white people in Germany. So like, who was the people dying from this? I'm sure that there are some minority people dying, of course,
right.
But white people must be dying a lot too, if not the most. And they sitting over there really like, we want everything open. They want all the shops. Apparently all their shops will be allowed to, reopen. The pupils will gradually return to class. Germany's top football league will restart as soon as next weekend.
And my thing is this, maybe, like I said, I might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but what happened when you have no population to start your economy? Like, you know, cause you don't got no workers, who the fuck gonna work the shops? You ain't got nobody to buy shit, to purchase shit. You know, what happens when enough people die till there's nobody to do anything? Will you care then?
They have the highest, seventh highest number of confirmed cases in the world. And they have a tally of 169,000 people infected and about 7,000 people dead. So yeah, but the thing is, they're supposed to open next weekend, and the people are still protesting. They want to open faster than that.
You know, and I wonder, I'll just say, I wonder if it's similar to here, where the bulk of the people are like, the fuck is this? But you got a percentage of people that are very loud and vocal going, we want it open up. I think a lot of these cases where people are like, we want the economy open up, I don't think these numbers is as big as everybody think it is. Most people around the world are like, I don't want to die.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. That's Germany. So, if you're my people in Germany, be careful
out
there. Be safe. A study finds that more COVID-19 cases are among viewers of Fox News hosts who downplayed the pandemic.
No shit.
And this is from
NPR. I guess so. Look at Trump. Trump doesn't wear a mask. You think he's the John Wayne of everything, and his support is just emulating. So I'm not surprised with that statistic.
Yeah, apparently an April study about the effects of coronavirus media coverage analyzed two popular Fox News cable programs and claims that how one host talked about the threat of the coronavirus resulted in a greater number of COVID-19 cases and deaths. This is why they're going to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers at the Becker Friedman Institute for Economics at University of Chicago took a deep dive into the implications in the working paper Misinformation During a Pandemic, in which they explained the audience that watching Hannity versus Tucker Carlson tonight. Right-wing Fox News is the most watched cable network in the U.S., and half of its audience is over the age of 65. That's one of the other things I thought was crazy about Republicans not caring about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is their voters,
right?
These old white people vote Republican, and they go out and I remember one time I was voting, man, I seen an old white woman with a fucking oxygen tank on, and I know who she was voting for. Like, I was like, I'm glad I showed up, because your ass definitely was gonna show up on your deathbed to make sure that these were the white supremacy keep going. Many of his television shows and personalities downplayed the threat of the coronavirus and thus received harsh criticism for ignoring a public health crisis. The Economist examined scripts from shows to study how differential exposure to the two shows affected behavior and health outcomes. Conservative hosts Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson supported President Donald Trump, and they are at the helm of the two most widely viewed cable news shows in the U.S., but they took different broadcasting paths when the coronavirus first hit the U.S. Carlson was an outlier on Fox. As early as January 28th, he spent a chunk of the show discussing the dangers of a global pandemic. He continued to warn of deadly consequences. On February 25th, according to the paper, Carlson warned viewers of the potential impact the outbreak could have in the U.S. Currently, the coronavirus appears to kill about 2% of the people who have it. So let's be generous for a moment and imagine that asymptomatic carriers are not detected and the real death rate is only, say, 0.5%. That would be 1/4 of the current estimates. Under that scenario, there will still be 27 million deaths from coronavirus globally. In this country, more than 1 million would die. Meanwhile, Hannity downplayed the coronavirus and emphasized that Democrats were politicizing the virus to undermine Trump. And by mid-March, of course, Hannity changed his posture and began to break CDC's guidelines, according to the paper. If you feel sick, stay at home. If your kids feel sick, don't send them to school or daycare. If someone in your household is tested positive for coronavirus, please self-quarantine the entire household. Keep them at home. What I always find interesting about this is even when you know when Hannity was up there being like, this is all the flu, you know his ass was self-distancing.
Yeah, there was an article that came out about that, right? How they was following the rules even though they was spitting other shit.
Right. You know he was at home broadcasting this shit. He wasn't on the air at work. He was at home breathing the most filtered air he could pay for. Like, I can't believe these fools fall for this shit.
I know. It's amazing how so many people love to be told what to do and what to think.
Yeah.
People are so afraid of their own thoughts.
This is crazy.
It's amazing.
Then so to examine the relationship between viewership of Hannity and Tucker Carlson tonight and their changes in behavior in response to coronavirus, washing hands more often, practicing social distancing, and canceling travel plans, the authors surveyed about 1,045 Fox News viewers aged 55 and older in April 2020. The paper says viewership of Hannity relative to Carlson is associated with approximately 30% more COVID-19 cases by March 14th and 21% more COVID-19 deaths by March 28th.
Ooh. No, it's high.
Well, that demographic is more highly affected and more likely to die from it.
Right.
But then also more likely to watch these fucking, snake oil salesmen.
Yeah, you got your children and your grandchildren, coming in there talking about meemaw. Come on now, this shit is real.
Yeah, so, man. Fox News literally killing these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our state, Photos of armed demonstrators at a subway draw national attention. And I'm not talking the subway like we don't have a sub. It's talking about Subway sandwich shop.
Oh, that's what, okay. That's what I thought, because I was like, ain't no Subway here.
Yeah, it's sandwiches, you know. But yeah, they, I don't understand what the guns have to do with in the lockdowns and the coronavirus exactly. Yeah,
they're like, we just want to sell 5 dollar foot loans. The fuck is this?
What I think is happening is that as much about black people and the threat we present and all this shit, this is white men's weaponry threatening the police. It's a tacit threat to the police. Say, I got guns and I will kill you if you try to impose these laws on me. And that's why they walking around with these guns, because how else does it make sense to have the guns? It's like you got the guns because you plan to defy the law. And when you plan to defy the law, you know the police are going to show up. And when the police show up, you want them to know, see, you have an AR-15 and all they have is a 9mm Glock or whatever. And you're going to kill some of them if they try to make you shut down the hair salon or whatever
that you're probably not even going to.
Yeah, whatever the thing is that y'all, you know, like y'all take my 6-inch meatball out of my cold dead hands over my Glock, you know, like that's how they sound. A dozen people walked through downtown Raleigh Saturday afternoon with weapons and flags on first full day of North Carolina
America, that's why.
Of North Carolina's phase one, when some coronavirus related restrictions have been loosened. While the group attracted some curious onlookers, they are getting even more national attention thanks to now viral photos by News and Observer photojournalist Travis Long and a meme of protesters created by a woman in Ohio. Oh yeah, the meme, I don't know if y'all saw the meme, but this woman took the guns from the protesters and photoshopped dildos in their hand.
Duh! That's hilarious.
Yeah. The protesters are seen in the photos ordering sandwiches from Subway on Fayetteville Street. One is carrying an AT-4 rocket launcher with a sticker saying inert on it, slung over his back.
A rocket launcher in the Subway?
The man also...
All we got is bread. I don't understand. What's the threat in here?
The man also has two pistol in holsters on his waist. What in the Call of Duty is happening?
Come on!
What would you need a fucking, like, why do you need, like, what are you planning to do?
Goddamn people nervous that they fuck your sandwich up. We all gonna die today, apparently.
And it has a sticker on it that says inert, so he literally was wearing it for fashion. You know what I mean? Cause it says it don't work. So if you have a rocket launcher and on it, it says this shit don't work, you literally just put this on. You know what I'm starting to imagine, guys? I think I see something different now. This is their version of, like, dressed up to go out. That's what's happening. I've been looking at this all wrong. They have had all this stuff that they bought for years now. They just been collecting it, and this is their chance to floss. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I just picture them being giddy on the night before. Mm-hmm. The lockdown is about to be lifted. Then they're like, ooh, what's my outfit? I'm going out to the rally tomorrow. Ooh, give me my American flag wife beater. Oh, honey, have you seen my AT-4 rocket launcher? Have you seen it? The one with inert on it? Oh, these niggas ain't gonna believe this.
Well, my Make America Great Again boxes.
I want my double long neck pistols, okay? I am gonna be rocking these tomorrow. Dang, Travis ain't gonna know what hit him.
So this is the white people's prom for the guns.
Mm. Say that again.
This is their prom.
Yeah, it's their prom.
It's the gun prom.
It's the gun prom. That's exactly what it is.
Everybody flossing their guns. They taking pictures. You know what? That's the perfect. They actually taking pictures with them. They stunting. Yeah. They holding on to them. Yeah, this is advertisement for their prom.
It's like the first day of school when you used to be like, I'm going to be so fresh in these duck head shorts. They ain't going to know what hit them. I'm going to get so many hoes this year. I mean, now, obviously, there's no women at these rallies. But, you know, they be like, oh, I'm going to get so many high fives from my fellow brothers in arms.
You still get hoes because women like guns, you know.
It's not Karen. I've seen the pictures of the rally. Let's not make things up. There's no women there. Okay, this is not like school. Okay,
not at the rally, but it don't mean it's a woman out there clicking on them pictures. Going,
I mean, maybe there are some women that click on the pictures, but I'm saying it's different than dressing for the school and being like, I can't wait till the hoes see this. Okay, it's different. Be out there with these men and the small penises. It's not happening. This is for each other. Okay, this is like how sometimes women go to the club together and they really just each other and having a good time. They be on the dance floor and they dance with each other.
Men do that too with shoes,
right? And men are doing that now with guns and flags and hats, Karen. That's what this is. These men are not planning to get no women tonight, okay?
They're doing it for each
other. They are doing this for each other, okay? Like, be a Subway 6-inch, and then I'm gonna head on down to the rally and show off my 84, boy. When they see this rocket launcher, ain't nobody got no rocket launcher like this, okay?
A bunch of Ford trucks.
Like, do they have, you know how they had a sneakers app? And they had the app for StockX, which is like how you buy like shoes and shit that are rare. I wonder if they got that for like guns and MAGA hats and shit, where it's like, you know, let me check my Stock Guns X app, or, you know, let me check the guns app and then just see if I can get this rare grenade launcher.
Ooh, I bet you when you talking about the gun prime, you know how like at a regular prime people do like the limos and like the big SUV limos.
Yeah, that's what they got.
That stuff.
SUVs.
No, you know, yeah, SUVs.
Trucks, Ford trucks.
And you know they don't do them low numbers. You know they coming with the 450s and the 550s. They got the stunt on them hoes.
I know. They can't wait.
All the camouflage and all the boots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yes, they out here renting tractor shit. I'm coming out here with my Bobcat.
I wonder if you show up.
Be like, well, goddamn! Nobody knew you was gonna bring the Bobcat, John.
Yeah, like they got. I know they done sold out all the damn like Hanes rugged fit jeans.
Them Levi's.
All the Levi's, you know.
Can't find no boots nowhere.
But like they ain't never seen no Levi's like these. Okay, these my acid wash. I had these since the 80s.
I know they making people mad. Damn, John, you ain't tell nobody you was gonna rent the 18-wheeler now. Come on now, you done took it too far.
You think when they leave the house, they wives be like, don't hurt them, John boy. Don't hurt them. It's gonna be, oh, they not ready. You stunting on them. You are stunting on them, okay? They get stressed out while they at home. Where's my grenade launcher? Oh, God, I'm gonna look like a fool. I'm gonna look like a fool if I show it without... you seen my double barrel shotgun holder? If I don't have my holster, the one with Make America Great Again on it. Cause, last time I showed up, me and Billy Ray had the same damn one and we were so embarrassed. We had the same outfit on and everybody was making fun. Oh, you two boyfriends, you twins, did you mean to show up like that? Now I'm just, it's egg all over my face.
You know, the night before they dusting off everything. You know, they dusting off their spurs to go in the back of their boots.
Mm-hmm.
What? They dusting off all the brands.
I'm just saying, man. I feel like, you know, I've been looking at it wrong. I apologize to the rednecks.
All the belt buckles was coming out.
I've been out here thinking they was dumb enough to try to shoot the coronavirus. And, it looks like they just been going to gun prom. So.
Yep.
A goddamn rocket launcher. These fools. Oh, I forgot. Did it show that I was sharing my screen or no?
We seen it. Hey, Mara, refresh. You're not on the screen.
Yeah, you're
no
not
more
on the screen right now.
Okay. All right.
And I probably need to refresh too because I think my chat died.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Give me 1 second. Let me see. Let me see if it, I think my chat did die. All right, give me 1 second. I have to refresh, guys. Let me pause this, but yeah, let me share my screen with y'all again because y'all have to see the Photoshop. So this is not the woman who photoshopped the dildos. Although that one was great.
Okay,
this woman photoshopped Subway sandwiches into their hands. So I'm about to share my screen with y'all so y'all can see this ridiculous shit. I love when people pick on these fools. It's like we all in the house. Let's Photoshop sandwiches in their hands. This does look like a woman here came, like there is one woman that seems to have shown up, so maybe this is who they trying to get with.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, they doing it for each other. Was some woman looking?
Yeah, it's got to be some. You know, but the women just looking at the guns. They not looking at them.
Oh, that's actually, I'm not trying to find it. That's actually adorable. That's why does that make sound?
The sandwiches are adorable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not them, the sandwiches. Yes, yeah. The sandwiches.
But yes, it's in our state, man. These people are
in the capital, out there in Raleigh.
Yeah. Also, why do they, like, I don't understand the ones that show up with the guns, want the restrictions eased, got the vest, all that, and then they still decide to wear the mask.
Yeah, some of them still be out there masked. I'm like, the fuck you got a mask on?
I'm like, do you want the COVID or do you not want the COVID? Okay, make up your damn mind. Get out there and get 2 feet from each other and start sniffing each other's noses. Go on and get it. Do it expeditiously. So, didn't show the pictures?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. All right, let's go to the next one, guys. But actually, let's get out of COVID. That was enough. We'll do some more COVID news later in the week anyway. I'm sure more shit will keep happening,
of course,
that will be related to this horrible disease and our horrible disease of stupidity.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. So there's some good ones in here, but we'll get back to those. All right, let's see, there's other news that is happening in the world in addition to Erykah Badu and Jill Scott's verses, which was cool. You know, a lot of people enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I looked at a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. They broke the Instagram record.
Yeah. And you know, my favorite part about that actually was that online for at least one night, all the people took the stick out of their ass and they just had fun and enjoyed those two women.
It was so peaceful.
You know, like people was celebrating them and everybody was black girl this, black, you know, black women, blah, blah, blah. Like it was just a cool time, at least for the people that I follow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dope because you just never see that anymore because everyone's gotta be, you know, they once said this and this problematic opinion that, and well, y'all just did it, you know, that kind of thing. People weren't doing that mm-hmm. much.
And
that
if they
I
was
saw.
Out there, people just ignored the hell out of them and just was just like, you know what, nah, I'm here to have a good time.
Yeah, like it's not as bad as like that morning there was some stuff with Chrissy Teigen and stuff, and they was bringing up old shit she said and it was not even relevant to what was happening. And I was like, this is the worst part about, you know, like social media. But then, like I said, by that night, people were showing that, and I think it's just more of a, if, since it was black women, the black women were letting it slide or whatever, but, you know, people was letting Aunt Jill and Aunt Erykah just party and do their thing without being like, oh, what about that time celebrated R. Kelly at the Soul Train Awards? And didn't you say Bill Cosby was innocent? And all that shit. Like, nobody brought it up. And, you know, I actually like stuff more like that because that's more genuine than the, I'ma always bring up the worst thing you ever did or said and make you stay in it.
Yeah,
you know?
People's asking Erykah Badu to burn her pussy candles.
Yeah.
It's hilarious to me.
Yeah, there was a lot of memes and stuff and people dressed.
Oh, they was good. It was hilarious.
People was dressing their wraps and had incense burning.
Yes, they did. It was the best.
So that it was real cool. Let's see. DaBaby accused of assaulting a driver in Vegas. Rapper says the claims are 100% false.
Why did I was getting in the trouble? Why you just sit down? Get your ass down. And yeah. Make your money.
I know. He stay getting in something. Now, he says it's 100% false this time. In an Instagram story posted on Tuesday, the baby set the record straight. Y'all stay positive. The devil gonna always try you when you doing good. Yeah, I don't know, man. He got a long string of running up on people and beating them up. He hit a woman in Florida. Like,
post security guard, they like, what am I here for then?
Right.
Just problematic.
I would love to be a security guard.
Yeah, you standing around getting paid for nothing.
It's gotta be the easiest job in the world.
But like, no, don't do it. Oh no,
right.
Don't do it.
You
okay.
Just in the background reading a paper like, oh, here he go again. Well, go ahead. Oh, the baby. Oh, you got another fight. Oh no. Oh, You want me to break it up? No? Okay, all right, cool. Go ahead and do your thing, player.
Well, when does the baby do any the singing? I don't want that. What is the baby talk? The baby's just dumb.
I think he need to sign up and become like a boxer or MMA fighter or something. Because, I mean, it seems like fighting is his... fighting is his main love, and then rapping is like the side hustle, you know? Like, dude, just be whooping people ass.
Yeah, he's just in the wrong business.
I also like how people do, like how are you going to do 12 different fights and be accused of 12 different incidences? And there's always them people that be the ones on their Instagram talking about, y'all know the devil be out here busy trying to get to your boy when I'm just out here minding my business. I'm like, why is the devil always fucking with you? Like, like, what is it specifically about you that made the devil be like, today is another day I'm fucking with the baby? Like, it's a lot more of us out here that seem to be doing just fine. I haven't been in a fist fight in a long time.
Me either.
Like, you averaging like a fist fight a month at this point.
Exactly.
In the incident, which allegedly occurred in Vegas in November, an unidentified driver went to the baby's location to escort him and his group of associates to the Hard Rock Hotel. After making a few stops, it was alleged that the rapper and his entourage decided to start smoking weed, which the driver asked the group not to do. In response, the baby and his group allegedly started throwing verbal slurs at the driver. There were even reports that someone within the baby's crew went as far as to threaten to kill the driver. You're lucky you're not in my city, because I would have killed you, cracker motherfucker, a member of the baby's entourage said allegedly. When they had reached the hotel, the driver informed them that it was time to pay for the ride. The group reportedly refused to. That's when, according to the driver himself, the baby hit him in the back of the head and stated, "You ain't the boss." And
you know what? The baby already got his new material from all his the fights.
Mm-hmm.
He just need to make a rap about the ass.
I think he got, he might have the Napoleon complex.
You never know.
In light of these claims, the baby assured his followers that the alleged incident did not take place, and his lawyer, Drew Finley, corroborates the rapper's story in a statement to TMZ. Where's his lawyer? What the fuck is he supposed to say? I don't know, dawg. He might have did it. Like, I'm paying you to be my lawyer. Of course, I'm corroborating everything you say. A 100% false accusation, which suspiciously pops up in February regarding alleges in November, we can smell another attempted money grab. According to TMZ, there's an active warrant out for the rapper's arrest for a misdemeanor battery charge, despite the rapper and his lawyer's claims of innocence. So, maybe benefiting from the lockdown, man. Mm-hmm. You can't social distance with people ass right now.
Be safe.
Yeah. I gotta refresh one more time, guys. My chat died again. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back on the air.
Mauro, what is your screen still saying?
I'm still refreshing. Each time it comes up saying it's loading the camera and the mic. I've done it about 3 times, so I'll do it again.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Crowdcast might be having some issues this morning.
That's true.
But you can still see us and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see you guys, yeah.
Okay.
I see you,
Alpha. All right. Let's see. Quincy Jones loses his $9.4 million battle with Jackson's estate.
Uh-oh.
Jones and the Jackson estate have been embroiled in a legal battle over Jones' claims that he is owed millions of dollars in royalties. Jones sought $30 million from the estate when he initially filed his lawsuit in 2013, claiming he was entitled to more than the standard 10% producing fee laid out in its contracts with the Jackson estate for his work on various projects, including producing following Jackson's 2009 death. After Jones won $9.4 million in 2017, Jackson estate appealed the ruling. As a result, Jones cross-appealed, demanding a large sum, with his lawyers arguing that he was on financial elder abuse. They also sought attorney's fees under state law. However, this claim was rejected by the appeals court. Now the California Court of Appeals has reversed the judgment, saying that the trial judge should not have allowed the trial jury to decide the judgment. Instead, the judge should have decided it. The court will now be sending the case back to the trial court for amendment. Despite the new ruling, Jones will be allowed to keep the $2.6 million awarded him for unpaid license fees from This Is It. So, man, you think, like, at some age, you'd be like, I got enough money. That's it. Like, what I'm going to do with this extra money in the few years I got left?
He must have a reason that money going somewhere.
maybe that's why I ain't got that much money. He was like, listen,
because the more money, guess what, the, like they said, the more problems, the more bills, the, you know, shit like that.
It sounds like you're paying most of that money to the attorney anyway.
Yep.
A huge chunk of it, yes.
So. Yeah.
All right, let's get into some other segments, guys. All right, let's do some, what do I want to do? You know what? It's Mother's Day. Let's not do fucking with black people. Let's do some white people news and keep it light.
I'm going to do like Karen.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah, white people news. We see you kind of coming on screen. Look like you turned out the lights.
Oh, I did. Hold on.
All right. So I don't know if this is originally for people, the song I'm about to show.
Okay.
But this is the first time I've really heard this by black people. They did a remix on this jam.
Okay.
I feel like it's a song we all know. It's all near and dear to all our hearts. So. We'll see how this goes. I'm hitting play on it, so hopefully ain't no bullshit.
Okay.
I know the kids love this one. It's a bop, as the kids say.
Okay, a bop.
And by the kids, I mean the kids. Sometimes it has to load in the middle of my. That's why we need that new computer, guys. It's coming.
It's coming. We thank you for donations and the premium people. Shout out to y'all. Y'all help keeping us afloat.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the coronavirus cell. I don't know if I want my kids watching this.
Oh, the spider wants to make it to the top. Sexy spider. But the rain, I must say, we don't see the video.
Wait, you don't see the video?
I don't. I see damn a little it. Square in the corner.
Oh my God, the ghetto. What is happening today? Give me 1 second, guys. Try
the baby get us. The baby don't get us.
He heard us talking about it. He started beating on my computer.
Y'all talking shit about me.
Mm-hmm. No, he don't play that. He'll make the time. Person every time.
An antivirus is just let him beat up the computer.
Is it still not showing nothing?
I see us three. And I see it spinning.
Okay. It was up, then minimized. So, okay, so people were seeing it, so it was Karen not seeing it. Okay.
Oh, my bad.
Cool. Well, let me again. Some please come out. The spider
needs some help. All the brain. Oh, no! So the spider can try again. If he fits his fire, open up the water spout. Yeah. Now keep it raining. Watch the spider rise. Oh, get the sun. Try to bother it. If he fits his fire, open up the spider.
Try to bubble it. was actually really good.
Come on, Army Nursery Rhymes.
I know. I don't know if I want the kids listening to that.
This is too sick. I mean, what's gonna be next? Row, row, row,
row your boat.
Gently down the sea. The hell is this?
I'ma skip that, y'all's man. I don't want to talk about Trump today.
Yeah, we already did.
Yeah, we know how he do. So let's get to the white people news we know and love, y'all. Okay. It's a lot happening out here amongst the whites, and we got to talk about it. Let's see. First of all, Allison Roman. Y'all ever heard of this white woman?
Nah, you know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I heard of her.
Okay, my mom has heard of her. Okay. Allison Roman, what does she do, mom? You know what she do?
I know she's an actress.
Okay. Well, she is eating her words and apologizing to Chrissy Teigen, wife of John Legend, sexiest man alive, after receiving backlash for bashing the model's path into the food industry. So let's actually start with her comments, though. I hate when the article writes the apology first. I'll read it in the right order. All right, so here's the apology. Hi at Chrissy Teigen, I sent an email, but also wanted to say here that I'm genuinely sorry I caused you pain with what I said. I shouldn't have used you / your business and or Marie's as an example to show what I wanted to for my own career. It was flippant, careless, and I'm so sorry. She added, being a woman who takes down other women is absolutely not my thing, and don't think it's yours either. I obviously failed to effectively communicate that. I hope we can meet one day, and I think we'd probably get along. The food critic revealed in a new interview how horrified she was by Teigen's approach. What Chrissy Teigen has done is so crazy to me, Roman had recently told the New Consumer. She had a successful cookbook. And then it was like, boom, line at Target, boom. Now she has an Instagram page.
Like every other white woman just came out of nowhere. Like, this is not just her. This happens to celebrity women all the time. What's the difference other than she married to a black man?
I don't know. But she goes on to say, she had a successful cookbook. And then it was like, boom, line at Target, boom. Now she has an Instagram page that has over 1 million followers where it's just like people running a content farm for her. That horrifies me, and it's not something that I ever want to do. I don't aspire to that.
Yeah, this sounds like some jealousy.
Teigen responds. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Mom.
Oh, well, why are you talking about it then? Mm-hmm. You know, all the number of followers. She's jealous.
Yeah, I don't see you write no books about the white women that have successful books, and then they got a line, and they got a cookbook, and they got a show. Where their articles at?
And the Marie that she brought up in here, where she was like, you know, I also talked about, I apologize to Marie or whatever, is Marie Kondo, the Asian woman that does minimalization show, where it's like, if it doesn't serve you joy, just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, two Asian women. Chrissy Teigen and Marie Kondo. That's interesting. So Chrissy responded on Twitter. This is a huge bummer and it hit me hard. I have made her recipes for years now, bought the cookbook, supported her on social, and praised her in interviews. She tweeted along with a link to Page Six's reporting. I even signed on to executive produce the very show she talks about doing in this article.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. How is that possible? Did she not know Chrissy Teigen was executive producing her not yet done show? Like the show?
She
like
didn't.
Oh my God.
You know there's no way she knew.
No wonder she apologized.
She's on it talking. I don't even know where a paycheck coming from. And then she picks on two people of color.
Mm-hmm.
She's not picking on somebody that's equal to her.
All the privilege. All of the privilege.
It reeks of it. Just reeks of it.
I know. As soon as she found out she was a negative producer.
Now you see now. You done fucked up. I see what I'm saying.
I thought.
No, so, you know what I'm saying? You done fucked up. No, you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
No, you done fucked up, don't you? No, no. No, you don't fuck them.
They had nothing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. They said, and you know, you don't fuck up. And you know, you don't fuck up.
They messed up the bag.
I wonder who was the person that seen that and immediately sent her a text going, no girl, don't do that, you're gonna fuck your money up.
Who? Right, the people that work for Chrissy Teigen. Like, maybe Chrissy Teigen was gonna surprise her and be like, girl, guess who, I love you, I love you so much, I wanted to get you a show, and then now you done fucked all of that up. Oh my God. Mm-mm-mm.
You better hope she's a good person, because if not, she'd be like, you know what, let me go ahead and take my money off of this in my name.
And then the thing that Chris did was she said she was hurt by it, rather than be like, first of all, bitch, let me, like, she was like, nah, this really hurt me. I'm a fan of yours so much so that I was executive producing your shit without you knowing. I don't know what would be better as revenge, to be like, no show for her, or to stay on as executive producer and then just slowly sabotage the show every day.
Oh no, you have to do a Rihanna. Go ahead and let her have a show. Mm. And then you say, bitch, better have my money.
Right. Yeah, but
from the show, you can get my money.
I would be extra. I'll be extra nice to her, and then before I send her, before she go out to do the show and stuff, I'll be like, oh, can I talk to you for a second? And then I'll hug her and then get real close where the mics can't hear nothing, and I'll be like, get out there and get my motherfucking money, bitch. And they'll be like, what did Chrissy, what'd you just say? Nothing, girl, go ahead and have a good show, break a leg. Like, I was, oh my God, what the hell. This is what you get too for talking about other people in your interviews, man. The interview about you, you know.
Yep.
People do this shit a lot, man. Like I said, I had to stop doing it myself on the show, because I realized I was one of the people that do that, where I would be making an example, be like, well, I don't want to be like this person and what they do. And I'm like, well, then just don't be like that. Why? I don't have to even bring up what they do.
Mm-mm.
Like, especially not naming their names and shit. It's just messy, and you never know what the fuck can happen in your life where you end up in a room with this person.
Right.
Or you done said something and they're like, you know, man, I heard what you said. That was fucked up, you know, or I'm out here doing my best too. And
everybody,
you know,
is.
Maybe I'm not as fucking, you know, I'm not at where you're at in life, and there's need for you to bash on me until I get there, you know. So so she added, I genuinely loved everything about Allison. Ooh, loved, past tense. Was jealous she got to have a book with food on the cover instead of a face. I've made countless New York Times recipes she's created, posting along the way. There are many days I cry very hard because Cravings, the site that is our baby, we love to pump content onto. We do this work ourselves. There is no monetary gain yet. It is just work, 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 and the reward is you liking it. So to be called a sellout, oh, it hurts. Anyhow, now that that's out there, I guess we should probably unfollow each other at Allison Roman. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, she was following her too? Oh, you fake. Oh, you fake as hell. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. That's why she apologized, because she about to fuck up her money.
Yeah.
Because if she pulls out, who knows who else is going to pull out? Your show might not even come out now.
She also added, I want to clarify, I'm not coming for anyone who's successful, especially not women. I was trying to clarify that my business model does not include a product line, which worked very well for some, but I don't see working for me.
Mm-mm. No. You said this woman popped up out of nowhere. She all of a sudden, she got all this shit that just came out of the sky. That's what you said.
And of course, people found the receipts, like, this is not her first time talking shit about these women. So people was like, but yeah, that they found some stuff where she had talked about Chrissy Teigen before, and you know, people like, so what do you mean this is taken out of context? And I forget what they said she mouthed in the interview, something like either I hate her or so annoying or something like that. It's just like, damn, man, that hate came out of nowhere. What I found interesting was seeing people on Twitter who typically have been hating Chrissy Teigen because she made a joke in 2013 about Quvenzhané Wallace, the same joke The Onion made, like The Onion had to apologize for the joke, and she apologized for the joke as well. but people were defending her at first, and then everybody remembered, oh, we not supposed to be liking her, and then they switched to, like, remember when she said this shit in 2013? And I thought that was funny. Like,
I don't got no problems with that woman.
Yeah, she apologized. I don't know what else.
Oh, her husband. Mm-mm.
But also what was funny in the apology is that she added Chrissy Teigen but not Marie Kondo, who she also talked shit about. So it's like, are you sorry or is this woman your boss?
Yes, your boss.
Are you sorry or do you not want to lose your show? Because you ain't seen.
Don't be messing up your money in the round or you might not get it back.
Yeah. Oh my God. So good. So good. White drama. It's the best. Okay. Like, nobody got killed or shot. It's just maybe she won't get to do her TV show with Chrissy Teigen. She'll probably, some other white person will spend the money to put her on TV. You know.
She hopes.
So she said, she also said something else. She replied, she joked, just wishing I had someone to hold my hand during baby's first internet backlash. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Girl, a mess, okay? Messing up your bag already. Oh, we almost at the break. Okay, hold on. Let's just so we can get my mom over to the next session. All right, in other white people news, it turns out that Elon Musk and his baby mama Grimes cannot name their child XAEA-12.
Good.
Why is that good, Karen?
Also, I'm the ass for going, you can't make a name up like that.
What is it?
Oh, hold on. Let me meet my mom. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
What are the letters again?
It's X and then AE, which I don't know how you pronounce that word. A-12.
Yeah, what you gonna call the baby? A 90 degree angle? The fuck is this?
It's an alphanumeric name.
Yeah, apparently you can't use numbers and symbols in California. You can only use the 26 characters of the English language in your baby name. So that's why they can't do it.
Or maybe they'll take it to court.
Yeah,
they probably will.
They got the money to do it. Also, yeah, I mean, the thing for me is like, I don't trust Elon Musk, so like, I don't want him to be able to name his baby that, because what if he names it that, but then you type it in your computer and then all of a sudden you get hacked or something because he can control it, you know? He's a supervillain. And
you hack it and all of a sudden Tesla knows all your moves.
Right. I just don't like it. Everybody that tweeted that and made jokes, he probably know the password to your Twitter account now. So.
Okay, so this guy, Elon Musk, is the maker of the Tesla, the car.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. him. That's him.
Okay, all right. Okay.
He also got SpaceX, which is like his own thing where they can go to space. Like, I don't trust him. This ain't Avengers, you know what I mean? Why would you do this? I guess I won't do this again. Last words of a woman before she was killed by an alligator.
Oh, you sure won't.
She won't live to tell that story.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
dead man tell no tales.
Mm-hmm. I guess when it comes to this case, specifically with this woman, we finally met the person that will not see you later, alligator.
It's lights out.
This is a shut case. Ain't no open case. It's shut.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She says, I guess I won't do this, which she sounded like she was kind of calm to be getting eaten by an alligator. I imagine, now I've never been eaten by an alligator, obviously.
Don't plan on it.
But I imagine if I'm eaten by, it's gonna be a lot of screaming, a lot of yells, a lot of, oh my God, help me, I can't believe y'all just gonna look at this alligator eat me. she just seemed to be like, oh, I guess I won't be doing this one again.
Because she may have thought she was going to live through it.
A woman who was attacked and killed by an alligator in a gated community in South Carolina on Friday was trying to touch the animal when it grabbed her and dragged her underwater. After briefly getting away from the alligator, the woman stood in waist-deep water in the Kiowa Island.
She got away. Mm-hmm. Alligator was like, oh, word, round two?
Well, that's probably when she thought she was going to live and said, I guess I won't do this again. The woman stood in waist-deep water in the Kiowa Island pond and said, I guess I won't do this again. But the alligator jaws again and took her underwater, according to the supplemental police report. So she did do it again, and that's when she died.
And my thing, go ahead.
We can guess the right. We can guess the right.
Nah, this isn't white people news. Ain't no need to guess this.
I do that too. I be forgetting I'm playing the game. Don't
this
feel
bad. This one seems pretty obvious to me. Mm. Now, yeah. I have not seen a picture of this one, but I'm gonna err on the side of whiteness on this.
Yeah, and my thing is that you are waist deep, which means you in their living room. I mean, waist deep. I mean. Mm-hmm. You a snack walking through their front door. Mm-hmm. You want to Uber Eats, honey? Apparently, it's arrived.
Cynthia Covert, 58, died of drowning before the Charleston County deputies and firefighters were able to shoot and kill the alligator and use poles to get her out of the pond. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they killed the alligator. What did it do wrong?
Right. She was breaking and entering.
I mean, not that wasn't even breaking and entering to me. That was Uber Eats. Okay, that was meal delivery.
Somebody ordered some groceries.
He's like, oh, this is good during the coronavirus pandemic. He, like, everybody getting delivery. Okay, just now, I guess you're not practicing social distancing with your deliveries. Animal lover Covert came to Kiowa Island, a gated community southeast of Charleston, to give the homeowner a manicure. You ain't supposed to be doing that. You know you're not supposed to be doing that. You already violating social distancing rules, okay? The woman told, and I'm telling you, if my manicurist got eaten by an alligator, I definitely feel like she has not been following the social distancing rules that would require her to be in my house. Cause she can't stay 6 feet from an alligator. I know she's been all up on people.
Come on!
The woman told deputies Covert typically was professional in her salon, but was relaxed and excited at the home, talking about her boyfriend's visit from Tennessee and brought a glass of wine with her. Oh Lord. She just missed people bad. Mm-hmm. Need to get out the house.
Last time ever for her.
Covert saw the alligator while working on the woman's porch. When Covert finished, she started taking pictures of the alligator, the woman told deputies. The woman and her husband started screaming for Covert to get away from the alligator because they saw it grab a deer a few days earlier. Covert said, I don't look like a deer, and reached to touch the alligator.
What? If it'd take a deer, do you know how big and strong a deer is? If it take a deer, that's like I had a turkey dinner, now I'm doing a turkey sandwich.
He was like, you don't look like a deer, you look like a snack.
Come on.
So then the animal attacked. The husband and a neighbor grabbed some rope and threw it to Covert when she surfaced and stood in the pond. Covert grabbed the rope and said, I guess I won't do this again, but then was suddenly pulled under by the alligator. Oh, I know that shit like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Make this movie.
What kind of drugs was she on?
The drugs of whiteness, probably.
Yeah.
I guess so. You know what? We mock her, guys. But let's be honest. What if she would have been the first person ever to be able to communicate with alligators?
Her whispering didn't work. Okay, the whispering.
I mean, it would have been.
Her gator R was off.
It's like every day I wake up and just like once or twice a day, I try to move an object with my mind. Now it's never.
How successful have you been?
No, it's never. But what if it did work one of these days? I'll be the first person that can move shit with their mind. Everybody would be amazed, like, look at Rod, he developed the muscle to be able to move shit with his mind.
Okay, it didn't work.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just giving her benefit of doubt, guys. you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Deputies and firefighters look for her for 10 minutes before her body surfaced. The alligator took her back under once. When the alligator surfaced again, a deputy shot the animal in the head with his 9mm handgun.
Alright, and another reason you know this is a white person is look at the length of the article.
True.
It's a black person.
Yeah, but they died.
They wouldn't even report it.
They would have showed up like, oh, another nigga there.
They definitely wouldn't have killed that gator, for one.
Right.
And then two, they would have been like, a black man drowned because he couldn't swim. They wouldn't even have said nothing about the alligator. But I knew she she was white when she petted the gator. Either that or these people murdered her and then covered it up.
You know why they wouldn't have came to a black neighborhood? Because everybody would have had gator shoes on. wouldn't have been no gator. I was like, my head, that bitch died, but ooh, look at the skin, y'all. You want a pocketbook?
With those shoes, we're going to get y'all.
Yeah, but wouldn't have been no gator. They'd have had a gator fish fry. They'd have had a gator barbecue. This is the Rona. We got to survive.
Hey, you know they say it tastes like chicken.
Come on. Be like, you got some gator wings? How about them gator legs?
Gator purses out there? The body of the alligator was taken by police to help the investigation in the incident, who released a tweet saying, in May, one Kiowa Island incident in which victim was pulled into the pond by alligator, coroner's ruled death and accidental drowning. This case is an unfortunate tragedy. We urge citizens to be alert and cautious about wildlife. Enjoy the outdoors safely and responsibly. She was the third person killed by an alligator in South Carolina in the past 4 years. A 90-year-old woman walked out of a Charleston nursing home in 2016 and was killed, while a 45-year-old woman walking her dog was fatally attacked on Hilton Head Island in August 2018. Yeah. Before those attacks, South Carolina had never recorded a person killed by an alligator.
It's getting aggressive. Global warming.
Yeah.
They're talking about murder hornets. They ain't be worried about these murder gators. They out here catching up.
Right, because there's something bringing them more inland to attack people.
And they probably getting real comfortable now that people not outside as much. They probably,
they out there like the buffaloes and shit in certain places. They're like, the hell is this? For real, when the economy or whatever open back up, people gonna have to like fight hens and chickens and raccoons and shit before they can go back to work. The hell is this? I just want to go back to work.
A man who has been dating a ghost for years fears that she is cheating on him by having sex with other men during the lockdown.
Oh, word, the lockdown's.
I guess she ghosted him.
Oh, somebody in the chat room said she got a new boo. That's good.
Booed up. The coronavirus pandemic has wreaked havoc on relationships. While the outbreak has been a blessing for some couples, others are facing their biggest challenges yet. Gary DeNoia from New Jersey, U.S., has been worrying about his relationship. He says he's been dealing with a ghost called Lisa for 2 years. But 36, I guess she had to slide out on him. But 36 years old.
Yeah, slide out on him.
The 36-year-old says the relationship is on the rocks due to fears his ghostly girlfriend is cheating. In an exclusive interview. Exclusive? What? Oh, y'all got the scoop? Oh, okay.
Lisa might come back.
The unemployed American opened up about his troubles. For the first month in the lockdown, Gary said he was inseparable from Lisa. Apparently, she enjoyed plenty of sex. What? as they had bags of time to spend with each other. He said, at first we spent every day together for a month. Jersey said, can you get the coronavirus from a ghost, I wonder?
I don't know. Lisa got tired of your shit and she went on with the cold glam and had a good time.
Yeah. He said, I'm by nature a very anxious person. On top of not being able to see my family or nieces, I was very afraid. Well, you know what? I'm gonna be real with you, dog. You probably shouldn't be seeing family and nieces even after the lockdown is over. keep all this in your house. He said, I'm usually the strong one in the relationship, but I was just too overwhelmed. In that month, Lisa was my rock.
The strong one?
Yeah. Are you the strong one, or are you the one that actually has
physically
a corporeal form? You can touch things and are solid, and she's a ghost. Is that, and also the one that exists and she doesn't. She'd help me cook and fold laundry. How? What do you mean help like how cheerleaders help with the basketball game?
How your 3-year-old baby help? That type of help?
Like she was just like, you can do it. You can do it. Yeah. Oh yeah, you cooking that chicken. She helped me cook and fold laundry, watch loads of TV, and obviously have sex all the time. It was fun but exhausting. I'm not in great shape, so it was hard to keep up. Being on a strict lockdown, we had to find creative ways to be sexually adventurous. You and the ghost.
And the ghost.
Okay. I feel like if I'm having sex with a ghost, it's already sexually adventurous. Like, what? I don't need a BDSM ghost. You know what I mean? This is already
enough.
You have
reached the peak.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, we're a ghost, but we have to do threesomes. Nope, too much. The couple weren't just naughty under the sheets, Gary said. He shared an intimate moment with Lisa on the roof of their building. And this nigga just jacking off on his building. No, guys, it's not what you think. I'm having sex with a ghost. It's not indecent exposure. This is just ghost sex.
Mm-mm, that's not the way this works.
On another occasion, they had apparently had sex on a pizza counter.
But you got an imagination.
What?
Mm-hmm. But all that's changed now that
Lisa gone.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. How you know she gone? She actually still might be there.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to have an interspiritual relationship these days. You know. Like the things that affect him and the things that affect her are totally different, you know. Like whenever like something happens to a ghost, she got to explain what it's like, you know. Mm-hmm. Ghost lives matter.
It's two of y'all now, but your food costs didn't go up. Not burning any extra electricity. Okay.
According to Gary, ghostly Lisa has broken lockdown rules and loved up bloke word. She's been visiting other men while he's cooped up at home. This past month, she's out all the time. Never tells me where she's going, just says she's going out with friends.
She never told you before.
She going out with friends. Me and Casper got some things to do. We out.
Yes, me and Casper.
Sometimes I just need to hang.
I thought he was supposed to be a friendly ghost. He is friendly.
I need to hang with my ghost friends, okay? It's going to be me, Patrick Swayze, from the movie Ghost.
Yeah, is she hooking up with Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm. They're gonna be busting out. They're gonna be busting all up in these ghosts, okay? They're gonna be busting all over these ghosts, okay? They ain't afraid of no ghosts, mm-mm. Okay?
Slimer gonna be there. It's gonna be a party.
Who I'm gonna call? This past month.
Apparently not you.
This past month, she's out all the time, going out with friends. She could be anywhere with anyone. And I always felt secure in our relationship, but lately we haven't been having much sex. I'm worried that she's cheating on me. She says I'm being paranoid.
Now you're turning into a ghost stalker.
She says I'm being paranoid. Sir, you are. You're being schizophrenic paranoid. Because this does not exist.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm not crazy, am I? It just doesn't make any sense. I can understand wanting space, but something just feels off. As his insecurities are getting the better of him, Gary is unable to talk to his parents and sister about it.
You don't say. I know they was like, stop. No more story. She's not real.
That's sad. In a time where everybody's missing family, people reaching out more than ever, they like, oh, this nigga about that damn ghost again.
Don't pick up.
Is she over there? Is she with you? Oh, God. Have you seen her? Nobody's seen her, Gary. They're too stressed out about other things. Growing up in Italian American culture, I was raised not to burden people with my problems, but occasionally I FaceTime with my best friend Chris, and he thinks cabin fever is making me paranoid. He said it's obvious how much Lisa loves me. Everyone can see it. Things are rocky for the first time ever.
You true friend, they down for the cause,
right? That's like when you pretend to see your like kid's imaginary friend, like, but y'all don't. Oh my God, Chris, don't do this. Is Chris even real though? Maybe Chris is a ghost too.
All his friends are ghosts.
He's like, ghost.
Time to FaceTime Chris.
Duh!
It's possible this all is in my mind and I'm overthinking it. Isolation is taking its toll. Gary, despite his cheating fears, celebrated his 36th birthday on Monday, planned a special day with Lisa. We plan to have a Star Wars and sex marathon. Things might not be smooth for the couple now, but we hope Gary's partner will be in good spirit again soon.
Don't white people news feel so good, y'all?
It's sad that they got together and he probably never saw this coming, because one of the things he liked about her at first was her transparency.
See, one reason why he always loved her, because he could always see through her to see if she was telling the truth.
Mm-mm-mm. Mom ain't gonna make it to sleep, but now she's missing in action.
That was a Karen pun.
Come on, missing in action.
She has flown the coop.
You know, one of the things he liked about her was that while she was a lady in the street, she was a freak in the sheets. Alright. Adele returns to social media with a message for frontline workers and shows off her body transformation. Oh man, this got
Come
super
on,
deep.
Adele.
This got super deep on Twitter because she lost a lot of weight and people was like, you should not be congratulating her losing weight. That you never do that. That's offensive.
Get out of here. That woman looked good. She's just a beautiful woman. She looks to me, she looked good big and she looked good small. She's a fine woman that can sing.
Well, if you say she looks good small, that's an insult to her and other people now. So
whatever.
That's what I was saying on Twitter. I was like, man, we have to get out the house
and do something.
We are outwoken ourselves to death, okay? This is like,
yeah.
What if she's proud of her weight loss?
Right.
Because that's the other, they be like, it could be depression. She could just be, getting over addiction. You don't know what is happening. And it's like,
they're putting their shit on the front line. Like, yeah. You actually telling me how you feel.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're the one projecting, not us. Like, anyway, I just don't compliment nobody on anything. And
she looks good.
I never express any preferences.
Didn't she get
anybody.
A haircut too? I think she did.
All right.
And she's pretty. I think she's pretty. Whichever way she wants.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Well, guys, you both problematic, okay? You can't say that.
I'll just be problem.
Okay? Y'all out here complimenting people? Mm-mm.
Well, you know I'm already can't call the complaint.
Mm-hmm. Adele returned to Instagram to mark her 32nd Tuesday, showing off the svelte figure and sharing us. Yo, one person said, y'all never celebrated Adele till she lost weight. I said, this nigga has 87 Grammys.
That's not true.
What are you talking about?
That woman can sing her ass off.
Like, how she get 87 Grammys and nobody ever celebrated her, okay? I feel like she was under immense pressure to lose. She just got divorced.
Yeah.
And
she's
been dating, and people have been,
baby.
People have been seeing her dating. And she's been dating black men. And she ain't want to be that stereotype, man. Okay? She's like, I got to lose this weight. Because you know what they're going to say. Okay? they always say the same thing, like they like them big, and then she gotta deal with that pressure.
Do you have pictures or other pictures or no?
I mean, it's just one picture.
Okay,
it's the same one everybody's seen. I could try to share it, but you know my computer is
right,
it do what it want to do. But yeah, like she been dating black men, man, it's a lot of pressure. Okay, she had to figure something out. Can't be out there
good in that black dress.
Can't be the fat white woman dating black man, man. The jokes write themselves, okay? And you know these people on the line, they can only be nice for so long, you know, like it's all
until you do something to make them mad.
It's like she got divorced. Oh, good for you, girl, I feel you. Okay, you got like get you, oh, she got her Jamaican man, like it's all cool. And then they announce that engagement or some shit, people be like, oh, this is how they do it, ain't it? So but yeah, she expressed gratitude for those on the front lines of global crisis. I'd like to thank all the first responders, essential workers that are keeping us safe while risking their lives. You're truly our angels. 2020. Okay, bye, thanks. Which is interesting too, because when people hate the celebrities, they hate when they bring up shit like this. They be like, oh, you rich and you talking about some thanks to the essential workers. I noticed you didn't give them $100 million, sis. Like, but I guess since we like Adele, it was, you know, it's a nice gesture. So, and this is her first post on Instagram since December 23rd, 2019, when she was posed next to the Grinch at her holiday party. So she's mostly laid low over the past year, avoiding major red carpet events, not doing any interviews.
She's been laying low for a while. She like went overseas and you ain't see her, you ain't see that baby, you ain't see nobody.
Yeah, I guess she went to Drake's birthday party or something. So that's the, she really just hasn't been out a lot. So, you know, and then with the lockdown, I mean, you know, unless you're gonna be the kind of person that hops on Instagram all the time, people wouldn't even know, you know, whatever happened or whatever.
Right.
When people covered her new look, a source told the magazine it's not about losing weight for the singer. It's about wanting to be the healthiest mother she can be for her son, Angelo. A source told the magazine her whole focus during weight loss journey has really been about how she could be healthier, how she could treat her body better. It was never about losing weight. Her weight loss happened because she was cut down drinking and is eating more real food, but she now loves her physical transformation too. She's more confident, dresses differently, and she just seems happier overall. So there you go. Adele lost some weight and everybody went crazy. Let's see what else happened with white people. How about this? Kelly Loeffler embraces her wealth in private jet to jumpstart her campaign. This is the widest story of the coronavirus, but not a lot of people talked about it.
Okay.
So her and another senator, she's a Republican senator.
Okay.
They both were briefed about the coronavirus shit and immediately dumped all their stocks and shit, like all their assets. And so they came up, okay? They came up in the coronavirus.
Is it that supposed to be illegal?
It is supposed to be illegal. Okay. It is supposed to be illegal. Yeah, so they got caught too. Like they, I don't remember if they got caught on audio or just someone was making, you know, notes of their public of their transactions. But yeah, so she now has flipped the polarity on these hoes, Karen. Okay, she is spending $4 million in ads to counter weeks of attacks over controversial stock trades.
But bitch, you did it. What is the controversy?
She is leaning on one of her greatest assets and most glaring liabilities to turn her campaign around: her money. The Georgia senator, facing declining poll numbers and ongoing scrutiny over controversial stock trades this week, launched a $4 million ad campaign highlighting the way she's used her wealth for COVID aid efforts in her state. Those include donating her salary, deploying her private plane to help transport stranded cruise ship passengers, and making a $1 million personal donation to a relief organization, along with her support of the Senate's legislative responses. Here's my thing, and I just want to bring this up briefly and I won't go on it too long. But I always find it funny, the ire of the people who are like, these fucking capitalists, blah, blah, blah. It always seemed to be pointed at like a Jay-Z, a Beyonce, a Puff Daddy, Oprah. There are actual evil people in the world who actually are not hiding it. They're not trying to be like, I'm not evil. you don't have to stretch. Like, they don't do nice things for anybody ever. The things they do are blatantly transparent. Like, I ripped a whole bunch of people off. Anyway, I gave $1 million to charity.
Don't care.
Why don't you just find them and hate them? Why you gotta stretch it into, you know, Beyonce actually makes money when she does albums, so, you know, she the problem. Like, why we gotta do this? You know?
Easier target.
It's crazy.
They know these people don't care.
This is evil. The Trio TV ads, by far the largest paid media from her or any other candidates in the race, comes after weeks of criticism and attacks about her badly damaged campaign. With the economy in free fall and millions out of work, Loeffler's, I don't know, wealth could be an albatross. Few candidates advertise their use of private planes, but she has already used her business success and earning power as a key part of her backstory in her first ever political campaign, and isn't shying from deploying her financial advantage at a critical moment. She's unlikely to quell the criticism from opponents in both parties that erupted over her stock trades, but allies and supporters of Senator's campaign have been eager for her to bring offense and end the cycle of negative attention, spotlighting a relatively unknown lawmaker. And Loeffler, who had already loaned $10 million to her own campaign and has pledged to spend more, has vast resources available to try to push her message.
Yes, and she sold a stock.
She insists there's nothing wrong with her stock transactions and maintains strong support for Senate Republicans as well as top GOP officials in the state. But the freshman senator is also facing an insurgent challenge for Representative Doug Collins, a close Trump ally who served as a top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee during the president's impeachment trial just 4 months into her term. Her stock trades made after January classified briefing on coronavirus are only deepening the GOP split over the Senate race. Are people asking questions about it? Sure. Are people saying she's not qualified for the Senate because of that? Absolutely not, said former Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss, who supports Loeffler. That's not even a part of the discussion that I've heard.
Yeah, because they want to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. With the election of Trump, people do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's why they don't care about the shit he's doing, that's because...
Right, they don't care.
Go ahead, Myro.
I said, no, they don't care. With the election of Trump, nothing is normal. You do whatever you want.
Yep, and he pardoned these motherfuckers anyway.
Right. And I think that's why they don't care about whatever he does, as long as they get to do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good Omens writer Neil Gaiman, splits from his wife Amanda Palmer after 9 years of marriage.
I've heard of the show, never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
What show?
Good Omens.
Oh, okay, I never heard of that. Okay.
The British author.
Is that Good Omens?
Good Omens, yes.
Marriage ain't got no good omen. It's
The British author, 59, confirmed the separation on his Twitter page on Monday after the American actress Amanda, 44, blogged about woes on her Patreon page.
Oh shit, you had to pay for that.
Listen, the game is to be sold, not told.
Yeah, for real though, to be sold.
Amanda said, I'm not out here giving the goose away for free, okay? Y'all gotta come pay this Patreon to get this, find out what he doing, okay?
Right, now if you share it after that, that's fine. I've made my money.
Mm-hmm. In the blog, Amanda revealed she was in lockdown with their son Anthony, known as Ash, 4, in New Zealand, while Neil had returned to the UK and wrote that her heart was broken. Writing on Patreon page on Sunday, the Dresden Doll singer Amanda, since people are getting confused and asking, and my phone and inbox is blowing up with where's Neil few times a minute, I can only that he's finally told the internet that he's left New Zealand, and I thought I would come here with a short note. In her statement, she wrote, I'm still in lockdown here in New Zealand with a 4-year-old Ash for the foreseeable future. All I can say is that my heart is broken. I really am profoundly struggling, and I need to call my community to me like never before. I need you. I am so far from home and so alone right now. I do not know what is going to happen. So you all know, this does not happen because of COVID or lockdown, though the timing is comically bad. Other things after we got here to New Zealand. Fairness to all, and to keep little Ash, who will not always be little, protected. The details aren't for the public. My commitment to radical compassion has not shifted. I am trying. I have a great deal of compassion for Neil. I always have and always will. I love him deeply. After Amanda released her statement, American Gods author Neil took to Twitter and wrote, I see at Amanda Palmer has told people that we, like much of the world, are going through rocky times right now. So which of them did tell first? She's saying she was getting a bunch of messages because he told everybody.
Asking, like, where is he? So apparently, you know, I guess they're calling and checking and he not there.
But she said that the reason they were asking that is because he must have told people on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know if he told people in his personal life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe like, in his circle, a friend. So she'd be like, you know, somebody gonna eventually say something. Let me just come out publicly.
Yeah, see, because what she said is I can only gather he's finally told the internet.
Oh, my bad.
So yeah, that's it is true. It's really hard. I like to request privacy and I'm not going to be talking about it publicly. And kindness for us and for Ash. Amanda responded, thank you, Neil. Since many people are asking, no, what we are going through isn't a result of the lockdown or COVID, and we thank everybody for their well wishes, respect, understanding, and kindness. And you all that. She also wrote, to everyone sending me messages of support, Ray, thank you. I've got the kid full time in lockdown and wish I could spend time answering. Neil moved to the UK. My heart has been broken. I'm really struggling. Your love and support means a lot to me. Thank you. So she's kind of doing the passive aggressive thing of saying, I'm not going to tell anybody business, but some of these words I'm noticing, you know, that she's thanking people for, their messages of rage, sound like he fucked up. Some things came to light once we got to the UK, you know, to New Zealand. So he must have done something. I'm grateful to all the people on the internet who are being kind to me, to my family, to one another. We are all having a hard time. Keep being one of a kind people. I posted a few more words here. I love y'all so much. I love Neil. This is all very hard. Thank you for your care. I got you if you got me, people. Neil is known to be the co-creator of the 1990 fantasy novel Good Omens alongside the late Terry Pratchett. Neil is also known for writing The Sandman, Coraline, Stardust, and American Gods. Oh, I like some of those. I didn't know he did. The couple began dating in 2009 and announced their engagement in 2010 before having a non-legally binding flash mob wedding later that year. Oh, so she ain't gonna get half? What's... Mm-mm. Oh, they legally met January 2011.
Okay.
When Amanda gave birth to the couple's son in September 2015. Oh, okay. So, all right. So they are married. She getting half. So they previously had spoken candidly about their open marriage. In 2019, Palmer told the Times, we both shattered one another's hearts occasionally through bad choices, but our relationship stands it. We're not interested in having big multiple relationships. We're just slutty, like compassionately so. He was previously married to Mary McGrath from 1985 to 2007 with the former couple sharing three children. All right, well, good luck.
Like we said, even these open relationships, every relationship has rules, y'all.
Right. People think open relationship and they can just do whatever they want. You know, you can still end up doing something in a open relationship that counts as cheating or, you know, lying, all kinds of stuff. So I guess it didn't work out, but that's still a pretty amicable split from what I've seen.
So far, we'll see as time goes on.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll keep them in our thoughts and prayers. You know, those white people are gonna need it, guys, okay? All right, last white people news. Felicity Huffman's daughter is accepted to college after retaking the SATs.
They gave her the answer. She already knew the answer.
She just copied her old test. Let's see, if I remember correctly.
She already knew the answer.
It was A, B, D, D, A, C. That was a tricky one. What I think is funny about this is that she cheated for her daughter. I always said this shit was super disrespectful to their kids. You cheated for your daughter. Well, the kids that weren't in on it, I mean. Obviously, some kids were in on it.
Mm-hmm.
You cheated for your daughter to get into college. You basically saying they're a dumbass. You know, like, I might as well pay for this because your dumbass ain't gonna pass SATs. And so she went to jail for nothing.
Well, she basically went to jail for herself because
right. She's
the one going to be embarrassed if they wasn't going to make it. But her embarrassment would be her own by her telling other people that the daughter didn't pass the test or whatever.
Right. It was
nobody would ever know.
It was always about hubris. It was always hubris.
Yeah, and one of the daughters was like, I didn't really want to go to school, no way.
Yeah, that's a different, it was a lot of kids.
Okay. Oh,
one of my favorite jokes on Black as Fuck, Black AF on Netflix. I love that show. But one of my favorite jokes, Kenya Barris made a joke that I was saying on this show, where he was like, you know, he was like, I couldn't even cheat to get you. In a good college, because the white people was being racist. They didn't even tell me. It was like they was cheating to get the people in school, but no black people got involved in the scandal because it was white people still racist. That's
right.
Oh, I love that joke. I don't know. I'm sorry, Mom. What'd you say?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know how people hate that show.
No black people in that mess.
Yeah, I was mad because I don't want black people to go to jail, but I mean, like, y'all niggas didn't even tell Will and Jada. I mean, that's Hollywood royalty. Denzel ain't get a call. Y'all, damn, how y'all gonna have a hookup and only tell other whites? Like, that's so racist. But I'm glad that it's only y'all going to jail.
Go back to that same old shit. Mm-hmm. That cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm.
They done culturally appropriated the hookup, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. We do the hookup. We get McDonald's, you know what I'm saying?
Slide an extra piece of chicken at Bojangles.
Right, slide that apple pie in the bag for your homie, you know what I'm saying? They get college scholarships and admission and shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we'll get some cheap gators, cheap purses.
It's probably for the best too, because one of them black people would have been involved. You know, black people would have also had, we would have got involved too and been like, oh, this, you embarrassed the race. You know, so it's probably best.
People would have said, you embarrassed the race, and people would have said, don't y'all play this. So you'd have had both extremes.
Right, because you know, they would have did time. Like, Denzel Washington got 10 years in prison.
And people would have been like, what about the white people?
1 week. 1 week. We'll let her out.
And then they would have said, I told you. It's affirmative action. Mm-hmm. I told you that.
Yeah, right. Yep. It would have been a whole indictment on black people, man. White people got them. It's just them, a few bad actors with them some long wolves.
Man, the whole race. Mm-mm-mm. I told you that ain't shit. I told you.
Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, her daughter got into school anyway. She's going to Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh after retaking the SATs by herself this time. Or as I like to say, for the first time. Oh man, her mom served 11 days in jail and paid $15,000 for to have her daughter's SAT scores corrected without her knowledge. Damn. I would be mad. You know, I know she thought she was doing the best, but I was like, Mom, you really have no faith in me. I could have took the SAT more than once,
right? You take it several times.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right.
All right, y'all. How long we been going? A couple hours. Oh, 2 hours, 15 minutes. So we've been going for a while. I was going to do Guess the Race, but then that'll probably make it, you know, 2 hours, 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
I'm going to just do Sword Ratchetness instead. Unless you want to do Guess the Race, Mom, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do Guess the Race.
Okay. All right. We'll play some Guess the Race.
In overtime.
Let the party continue. Yep. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land, where we read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, my mom and Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is a racist. All right. Now I will have to refresh real quick because I don't think my chat is updating.
Okay.
And I need to see the chat to guess the race so I can see the racist stuff that they're going to be saying.
Okay.
So just give me about 15, 20 seconds here. All right. Let's get into this racism. All right. Up first. A man who allegedly wiped his nose on a clerk's shirt has been charged and identified. The man who got on video using the store clerk's t-shirt to wipe his nose and face after entering a Dollar Tree without a face mask has been charged. Police have identified the suspect as Rex Howard Gomo, 68, of Argentine Township. He was placed under arrest on Monday, May 4th, after he admitted to being the person in the surveillance video of the incident. 68. And you ask. Oh, wait. Mom, you hear me? You there?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I'm not going to. I know the answer, so I'm not going to participate.
Oh, you already know the answer? All right, hold on. Yeah. Fuck this one. He was white. We'll go to the next one. let me see.
Everybody get a free space.
Yeah, it's an old white man, guys. Okay. All right,
he's playing bingo today. It's Mother's Day. It's bingo.
Bingo, free space. All right, how about this one? Woman 32 who shot three teenage McDonald's workers is arrested. Let's see. And
No.
Okay, all right. Karen, you all right over there?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
All right. An Oklahoma woman who was said to be so incensed that a McDonald's died closed due to coronavirus pandemic that she shot three teenage employees has been identified by the police. First of all, where have you been that you thought the McDonald's diner area was open?
Right, everybody's places, even the places that are trying to open up are like, nah, delivery only.
Also, don't you kind of justify them being closed by shooting people? Like,
right.
That's kind of like even more incentive to make sure you can't come in the dining area.
Yeah.
Gloricia, oh, go ahead, Mom. What'd you say, Mom?
I said it's terrible. Go ahead.
Gloricia Woody, 32, was arrested Wednesday night after the McDonald's near South 9th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue in Oklahoma City. Captain Larry Withrow said Woody entered the restaurant at around 6:22 p.m. and was told by workers the dining area had been closed for safety reasons. Woody was asked to leave but refused, and police said a physical altercation then ensued between the suspect and an employee.
I'm surprised they had the lobby open, like a lot
the door
of,
unlocked,
right? Because if we not if why the, you know, because most of the employees probably coming through the back. So lock the front door and lock all the doors, be like, no, bam, and you know, you wouldn't have had no altercation unless they tried to break in.
The suspect was forced out of the restaurant by employees. She entered the restaurant with a handgun and fired approximately 3 rounds in the restaurant. One employee was shot in the arm, one suffered a shrapnel wound in the shoulder area, and another employee was struck in the side by shrapnel. Well, now you won't be getting any McDonald's in prison.
Mm-mm.
Dummy. The employee who fought with Woody suffered a head injury during the altercation. The specific nature of the injury was not immediately clear. Injuries to the four employees were not life-threatening. Three employees with gunshot wounds were taken to the local hospital. Well, thank God they had that McDonald's insurance to pay for the health care.
Mm-hmm. Right, that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two of the employees are 16 years old. The others are 18.
Oh, shooting children.
Essential workers at that age too. Police initially said two of the employees were struck by gunfire. Officers initially thought they were looking for two suspects and realized there was one woman involved. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski told ABC Good Morning America that the employees are expected to make a full recovery. In a separate incident, McDonald's said the safety and security of our customers is our top employee priority. Our thoughts and prayers are with all those involved, and the good news is that we can start report the employees who sustained injuries are expected to make a full recovery. This is a heinous crime on our restaurant employees who were trying to support public health efforts. We are fully cooperating with law enforcement as they continue to investigate this matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it costs them to make a full recovery at their own expense.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Karen, guess the race of Gloria.
Black.
Mom?
Teresa Woody.
Gloricia. Gloricia. Gloricia.
Man, I hate to say this. I'm going to go with Karen.
Okay. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. I'm recusing myself. Okay. All she wanted to do was drink her Sprite in the dining room. Oh, not orange. Okay. Sounds like a cut scene from Set It Off Black. Excuse me, bitch. White. Just excited that she finally had McDonald's money. Black. Annie Oakley got her damn gun. White. White people shoot up teenagers at school. Black. Oh, this terrible negress wasn't loving it. Black. Black and had McDonald's money. Black. She held her gun sideways when she shot the employees.
Oh,
the kids and my mom and Karen went black, and that she was black.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And some people said white, so I gotta boo them. Now put her picture in the chat. Did it show up at all?
Yeah, she black.
Yeah, she really, she, that's the face she made when they said, ma'am, we are closed on the inside and you got it. She said, oh, for real? I'll be right back.
Yeah, when they said I'll be right back, that should have been the clue to lock the front door when she exited the building.
She like, oh, y'all ain't the only one that got a 10-piece up in here, okay?
Y'all ain't the only one.
I got a couple things I want to add to the equation.
Come on, I ain't got no sauce on the side, but y'all will when I hit you with these bullets.
Y'all got mustard, I got hot lead. Let's go, okay?
Oh, boy.
Shooting people, shooting the kids. 18, over some damn McDonald's. Like, I could understand it was Popeyes or Bojangles or something, but McDonald's? What you in for? The inside was closed at McDonald's, man. Had to let them know.
What you in for?
Alright, let's see. A Knoxville woman was arrested wearing nothing but a bandana. Knoxville, Tennessee. Knoxville woman was arrested wearing nothing but a bandana. Wait, why is this article taking forever to load now? Okay. Around her neck in the Fort Sanders area Tuesday night. According to court documents, officers responded to a home on Laurel Avenue where they found Catherine Foreign standing on a porch that did not belong to her. Officers said Foreign was completely nude except for a bandana around her neck and that she was allegedly screaming obscenities at passersby. Foreign allegedly told officers her boyfriend had invited her over for sexual favors, but then he denied her. Man, listen, that quarantine has got people acting crazy out here. Okay?
I wonder why he denied you.
Ain't sheltered together. You make that trek across town and
get
come
it.
Out no. Officers reported that Foreign was able to escape her handcuffs as she was being taken into custody, but was quickly recuffed. Foreign was booked in the Knox County Jail on charges of public intoxication. Guess the race.
What was her name again?
Her name is Catherine Foreign.
Oh, white.
All right, Mom.
White.
All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe Catherine Foreign's race is. Let's see. A plus D says the bandana was an American flag, white. She's going out to get her rocket propelled launcher or whatever. White, a lot of whites on this one. White, she sounds like she has it with exotic animals, roadside zoo, wizzy white, cloaked in privilege and wet dog smell, white. Oh, she didn't want any of that foreign pussy, white. Oh, he didn't want any of that foreign pussy, white. I risked the Rona to get some peen. You gonna give it to me, white. Her name foreign, but she only fuck with America. The correct answer. Look to a manager. I like to speak to the manager of this penis, okay? I'm very disappointed. The correct answer is...
You get no stars.
Correct answer is white. Everyone got it. And I'll try to put her picture up. Guys, know my computer moves a little slow. But, yeah, that's crazy. Like, and she not the only person that I've heard that with, you know? I'm gonna have to refresh to show y'all my screen. I'm sorry, guys. Be right back. Give me 1 second here. Okay. So yeah, did I already play the applause? She was white. I can't remember if I played the applause or not. I had to refresh.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So, is it showing her?
It's slow to moving.
Okay, but yeah, she's.
Oh yeah, she white.
Yeah, you know. She just must have been out of it, man. Like, it's just a hard time out here.
But the Amazon man said dildos was an essential items.
What happened? What is this random thing coming up from that has nothing to do with the show? What happened?
Oh, because she's out there wilding out over some penis, but the Amazon man said dildos weren't an essential item. She'd had a dildo, she might have stayed at home.
What Amazon man are you talking about?
Oh, the Amazon man that was coming out and everybody was joking about him, how he was mad that they're supposed to be doing masks and shit like that, and he said dildos were not essential items. Am I the only one that remember this black man?
What, did we talk about this on the show or something?
I think we did.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know anything about this. Okay, so we did talk about this on the show, or we didn't talk about this on the show,
we
y'all?
We did. We talked okay. about it a while ago, and so I was going back to an old joke of the man.
Oh, no, I get. Okay. I must have forgot about this dude. That's crazy.
Oh, no problem.
It wasn't in the coronavirus news or something?
It probably was, yeah, because it was like a joke how upset he was about it.
Coronavirus news is just, it's all together to me now. We've been in, I don't even know what day it is. If it wasn't for Mother's Day, I wouldn't know it's Sunday. All right, my bad. Let's go to the,
y'all see how right, I come up with a good joke. Y'all see how right, kill my jokes.
It was a great joke. Okay. That's what you get for murder hornets. Okay. I had good murder hornets jokes and you killed those. Now I know how it feels. See, now I do remember the man. I actually remember the whole time about the dildo man.
No,
I just wanted
you
to
didn't.
Mess up your joke.
No, I don't believe that.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus race. So far, Karen and my mom are both 2-for-2. Can they be on this Mother's Day? Let's find out. All right, here we go, guys. This one's double the points. A Florida woman hits an assailant in the head with a hammer.
Oh shit!
Deputy say. Okay. Florida man is accused of attacking a woman last week, and he got a severe headache for his efforts. According to Florida authorities, the man was hit in the head with a hammer by the victim and stabbed with scissors by another woman.
Oh, shit!
I know.
What involved?
This Earl Thomas house? What happened? James Pasco, 40, was charged with 2 counts of battery in connection to an April 20th attack, the Putnam County Sheriff's Office said in a news release. According to deputies, the victim said she got into a verbal argument with Pasco that escalated. The victim had Pasco stuck her, said Pasco struck her in the face several times.
Oh.
So he started it. The victim then
apparently. Mm-hmm. Won't start none, won't be none.
The victim then grabbed a hammer and struck Pasco in the head. Another woman came involved in an altercation and stabbed Pasco several times in an effort to help the victim. Pasco managed to strike the second woman, sending her into a dresser. Another witness deputies he helped the victim escape by blocking Pasco's path. Deputy said, according to a news release, Pasco climbed out of the bedroom window and left the scene. Although he left, authorities were able to find him when they received a call that a man matching his description had entered a local medical center for treatment. After Pasco was cleared by the doctors, he was arrested and taken to the Putnam County Jail. Was released later after posting $3,000 bail.
What drugs was he on?
How did he let him go? Like, it seemed like he need to stand. Well, you know what? They probably looked at the hammer hit to his head and was like, you know what? You probably learned your lesson. I can't imagine. You probably don't even remember why you did this.
No.
Okay.
She knocked some sense into him.
Right. I guess so. All right, Karen. Guess the race.
What was the hun? Well, who are we doing? The victim?
His name. The guy who got hit upside the head. The criminal.
Okay.
James Pasco.
James Pasco was white.
All right, mom.
I'm going with Karen.
All right, check the chat room. Guess fucker. I guess that's white.
Oh no.
The sisterhood is real and deadly white. I'll see if there's anybody else. I'm guessing.
Probably slow.
Yeah, maybe on my side, my computer's slow. I don't know. White. Okay. Yeah, it seemed like a lot of white one. Miss Sunshine says white. Mimi says white. Pasty Pasco white. So everybody's going white on this one, and everybody is wrong.
I demand a recount.
Nobody got it right, but he is a black man.
What's his name? Pasco.
His name, yep. His name is James Pasco, and he is black.
This is a COVID-19 mess.
And that's his picture there. I don't know if y'all can see it.
It's coming up.
Okay. But she wallowed him pretty good.
She gave him the business upside that head.
Mm-hmm. Oops, upside his head. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, he will not be doing that again.
That kid got the size of an apple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she really hammered the poem.
Yeah, a hard head make a soft ass.
Man, he got knocked upside the head.
Mm-hmm, y'all, this knot is humongous.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Hey, what's that Friday slogan? What is that? He got knocked the fuck out?
Yep.
I got it like that one time, but it went from a hammer. It's because I was reaching down doing something at work and I was waitressing and didn't see the corner of a table and basically knocked myself blind. And I got a knot like that upside my head. So I know I seen stars, baby. I know he seen stars too. And mine was by accident.
She was probably like, uh-oh, here come the hammer.
And then he said, can't touch this.
Yes.
He said, please, hammer, don't hurt him. It was too late. It was too late. She had already gotten it started.
Oh, yes!
And all we can do now, we just got to pray. We just got to pray for this man to make it today.
And after he get, he said, have you seen her?
After he got out of jail.
After he got hit upside the head because he couldn't see shit.
Mm-hmm. Only the old people get these jokes.
All right. only the 80 babies get these jokes. Everybody's like, the who? What the hell? What the hell are they talking about?
All right. He did have some pumps and a bumps on his head.
Yes, he did.
That's good.
All right, let's go to sword ratcheting this time, guys. All right, time for some sword ratchetness, guys. You know, this is where we talk about all the people that have these swords all over the globe and they're unregulated. The laws are rarely enforced to try to keep them from having swords. We don't register them as weapons and people just get into all kinds of mischief all over the globe. Today, we have a suspect who wielded a sword to threaten a cashier and steal money from a register. This is in San Antonio. Damn, you do this in Texas, what, the home of the gun? Are you crazy? Anyway, he went to a cashier at the Southside convenience store. It was about 4 a.m. May 1st at a Quick Trip convenience store. According to police, the man entered the store first pretending to be a customer, and that's when police say the man pointed a sword at the cashier and demanded all the money in the register. Police said the man fled with the stolen money and was not located. The suspect is roughly 5 feet 4 inches tall and 150 pounds. He's wearing a black cap and a black jacket. Has anybody seen the baby? Could be him.
I hope not.
He got the sword. They're giving $5,000 for information for his arrest. All right, y'all. That's it, Mom. Thank you so much for Mother's Day.
Thank you, baby.
Hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys. I enjoy it every year. And thank you for the TPGWT family. Everybody have a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And I hope you enjoy your flowers and good luck planting them outside and all that stuff.
They are lovely. Love you guys. Y'all
love
all
you
the
too.
Best.
You too. All right, okay. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.